you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Yes, I am, yes, I am, yes, I am. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. I believe every lie that I ever told. Paid for every heart that I ever stole. I played my cards and I didn't fold. Well, it ain't that hard when you got soul. Somewhere I heard that life is a test. I've been through the worst, but I still get my best. God made my mold different from the rest. Then he broke that mold, so I know I'm blessed. Stand up now and face the sun. Won't hide my tail or turn and run. It's time to do what must be done. Be a king when kingdom comes. Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. Oh, boy. It's 8:13 a.m. in California. Partly cloudy. Raining a little bit. Today is April 22nd, 2021. Our main subject today is LeBron James deleted a tweet about police shooting of Micaiah Bryant. That's a woman who was a girl. It was a girl, 16-year-old girl, who was shot by police. People jumped the gun. They jumped the gun until they found the video. There are people protesting. Not seeing that anymore. That's what we're going to talk about today. And we're also going to talk about a radio. It's going to be a short show today. Very short. Things to do. Busy man. Got to save the world. We're going to also talk about a radio personality. His name is Chris Baker. He was fired after a tweet. After a tweet. What the fuck is going on with this? We got to start fighting back with these morons. Man, we got to start fighting back for these morons on social media, getting people fired over tweets. We'll talk about that later. Welcome to the show, everybody. I'm Brian Hammer Jackson. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. We are global. We are worldwide. We are the best radio show in the morning. If you don't believe me, ask me again, and I'll tell you the same thing. That's your second opinion. That's right. If you'd like to come into the studio, you have something on your mind you want to talk about, let's do it. I'm not afraid to talk to you guys. I'm not afraid to prove you wrong. And I'm not afraid to insult your stupid ass. That's what I do. That's what I get paid for. 319-527-6099, that's the number to get you in the studio, 319-527-6099, that's the number to get you in the studio, get your voice heard around the world. And if you have something to say, I would ignore you as much as I can until you annoy me, then I will reply to you. That's the number, 319-527-6099, that's the number to get you in the studio. You are live with Brian the Hammer Jackson, you lucky bastards. Before we get to our main story, let's open up the phones. We got the morning crew in there. I want to say hello. Good morning, Miles. Hello. How are you?
Hey, Brian. It's Jack Nicholson. I just calling on Miles or Cole or Paul or whatever the hell his goddamn name is. I heard your show in the archives, and I just want to say that if I was you, I probably would have banned him again for another 3 or 6 months or for life. And, you know, he's a good egg and everything, but I can see how he can wear on people's, you know. Now that he's cocaine-free, he's a little bit better. I can only imagine, you know, I can only imagine what that guy was like on cocaine. But, you know, and I'm not just saying this because he has the best coke dealer on the East and West Coast. But thank you for giving him another chance. And he's going to turn over a new leaf. Or I'm gonna get a couple of guys from Compton to work him over a bit, because you just don't deserve that anymore. But hey, I gotta go. I got a couple of hookers at the Bel Air Hotel.
All right, and, all right, Jack.
Miles' boy is supposed to drop off a nice little package, if you know what I mean. So I gotta get kind of busy because I only have a few more loads in my balls to shoot out before I check out for the next life. So I just wanted to say thank you for giving him a chance, and I check out your show in the archives as I do. every day, or I should say every evening. I don't wake up till about 2 in the afternoon usually. But anyway, here's Miles, and you guys have a great day. And if he acts up with you again, you just reach out to me, and I'll make sure that, you know, he's floating somewhere in the East River. Anyway, I appreciate your show, Brian. You're a funny man. You're a good man. And you have some, you're able to tolerate what most people would not tolerate. So I'm going to give the phone back to this slimy little, greasy little scumbag, and hopefully he can turn a new leaf over and try and live by those Bruce Lee words instead of playing the boy who cried wolf every day, begging for another chance after he doesn't deserve another chance. But anyway, you guys have a great show. Don't want to detour you or anything, but we'll catch you on the flip side, Brian. But just
Jack
a shout out
said.
To the morning crew. I love all you guys, and we'll see you on the red carpet.
Thanks, you, Jack. Man. Jack Nicholson, everybody. Rise and shining. There you go. It's in the morning. Jack Nicholson.
Hey, Jack.
Thank
hey,
you, Jack.
Sandy, I'm going to send Julio over with the 8-ball at the Bel Air Hotel. It'll be there about 2 o'clock, all right? We'll catch you later next time I'm out there. Thank
well,
you, Jack.
I know about you with hotels, Jack. I think I'll pass on that. You know, there's ghosts and stuff. You talk to the bartender. I understand, but I'll try to get by there. Thank you, Jack.
I wasn't inviting you, Brian. You have a bigger penis. I can't have a man with a bigger penis in the same hotel vicinity of me because, you know, I want girls to... Field
right.
He grabbed the phone. Brian, he grabbed the phone from me after you said that you don't want to go down to the hotel. Jack, give me my phone back. Just one more thing, Brian, before I go. Don't let your meatloaf.
I won't want, all right. Well, don't let your
don't
knee
let
grow. Don't let your knee grow.
That's
but,
right.
All right, Jack.
That's right.
Jack.
And
Jack
you know
Nicholson
what? 20 years ago, I could call you my little Negro Huckleberry, but now I might have protesters camping out
you might have
on my goddamn lawn. You know what I mean? So anyway, it's a crazy world we're living in, and I know you got to get to your show. And
yeah, I got to, Jack.
I think Miles is going to – I think he's going to be a good little boy from now on. I got a good feeling
right.
about this, Brian.
Well,
you have a great day. We'll catch you. Have a great weekend. If I don't talk to you guys till next week, be safe out there. Be on alert. And just treat everybody like you want to be treated.
Right.
And everything will be fine.
Right. Rough and nasty.
Thanks, Brian.
There
love
you go.
You
love
Take
you, too,
care,
Jack
man.
Nicholson. Jack Nicholson, everybody. That's a celebrity coming in the studio. Thank you, Jack. We have another celebrity.
Jack, get the fuck out of here. You're going to fuck this up for me. All right. Thanks. I appreciate it. Bye, Jack. Don't worry. You're supposed to be there at your hotel room. All right.
There you go.
How you doing, Brian?
I'm doing good, Miles. I had a pleasure talking to your friend Jack, and he seems to have a good head on his shoulder, and he explained your behavior. Good guy.
Yeah, he's a good guy. He's a good friend. You know, I wish I had met him a long time ago, but, you know, that's the way the cookie crumbles. You got to enjoy what time we have left. Anyway,
right.
Back to the Brian and Hammond Jackson Show. This is not about
Thank
me.
You,
it's about,
Thank
it's
you, man.
It's about you and the crew.
That's about
morning,
me
crew.
And the crew and about everything else and
good
about
morning.
The cookie crumbles.
And
make sure it's
crew.
Not a Girl Scout cookie. But there you go. Thank you very much,
yes, sir.
Miles. It's an
Unless
Epstein
it has
cookie.
Weed baked into it.
It might have the brownies. Another celebrity guest.
That would actually be a funny skit. Wait, real quick. If you went, you bought some cookies, right, 2 stoners. We could do an improv maybe tomorrow, whatever, next week, where a guy goes buy some Girl Scout cookies. Right?
And
then he takes them over to his stoner friend's house, but he puts weed in them. He's like, oh, these cookies. And he's like, no, I put some weed in there, dude. They're fucking good, dude. Take a couple of those. And then we're just stoned the fuck out. I guess it's more of a visual skit. Anyway. You know what? Before you walked me off the phone with Candace, I wanted to ask you the 5 questions, but she was pressed for time, and I was kind of pressed and shit. So maybe next
Who
time she's on the show.
I don't know. Candace was on.
Ms. Burnett.
Candace? God, I'm blurry now. The days.
5 days ago?
I think she was on Monday.
Monday.
I think she was on
Today's
Monday.
Thursday,
she's
Monday.
A good girl.
Yeah,
she's a good girl.
Is.
I like her. Talented lady. I hope she comes back.
Pretty lady. Yeah, I think she's going to make it. I mean, not make
I,
it. She
I hope
already
so.
Made it.
I hope so.
You know?
Well, yeah,
I can't wait to take that juice. If you go to Wichita, if you ever fly to Wichita, you know, I don't care. Freeze it and send it to me. I want to taste that 3-apple juice.
I do
want
to go. I do want to go to Kansas. I haven't
been to Kansas.
Great
business
she's
got. I bet she has a multi-million dollar, like, vitamin, you know, water type business. She's just got to get it out
there. Maybe she'll get
there. You know?
Maybe she'll get there.
Yeah.
She hooked up with King Webb. If she hooks up with King Webb, she's on the right track. I think King will school her on some business.
You know?
Yeah, King's a good guy. And he was schooler in business and everything. And, you know, as long as, you know, she stays on that path and King has a good head on his shoulder, she'll be all right. Speaking of the celebrity King Webb.
I think she has a connection. She's a good connection in the music world. Like you said, she's connected, you know, being on the air for 7 years.
Well, King's connected. Yeah. King is connected. And I think that with both their connections.
I know, but I'm saying those two connected together, they'll probably could get to that next level, that radio level, you know.
I think so. I really do, because she is a radio personality, too, as well as an actress.
Oh, real quick, just since we're talking about I was one of the ones that jumped the gun on that immediately. And said, and then when I saw the slow motion video, which I've watched 5 times, and I have a friend in Cleveland that posted something on, I'm not going to mention his name because I sent him a message.
Right.
You please call me or talk to me. He's on the bad war path. And when I saw the video, let me just explain one thing. I grew up in an all black neighborhood. When I watched that video on slow motion, I did not see two black girls fighting in a white cop. I saw a girl with a knife about to stab the other girl in the neck or the body. And I saw a cop come up and save that girl. That girl would be dead in the pink jumpsuit.
That's right.
So let's not make this a black and white thing and ride on the coattails of the Floyd or the Dante
before we
get the facts.
You
really,
made a good statement. I wish it wasn't. But when there's a police shooting there's a person who is black, it's going to be a racial.
I understand it. I mean, it's right on the same day. It happened like minutes before the verdict was read. So get to LeBron. I'm not on Twitter.
Yeah.
So what did LeBron tweet, and what is he retracting now?
Well, I got some guests in the studio. Let me bring them in, and we'll get to the story.
Cool.
All right. Yeah, this is going crazy. A lot of people jumped the gun on this one, and a lot of tensions are really sensitive.
A lot of apologies, right?
Well, I don't know yet.
Okay.
There's a lot of sympathy about I think her name is Micaiah or Makia. It's probably Micaiah. A lot of sympathy going out to her, and that was the woman with the knife. So we'll see what happens. We like the celebrity guest come in here. He's waiting so patiently. Ladies and gentlemen, the rapper of raps, the Royal Heinie, King Webb's in the studio. What's up, King Webb? Good morning. You're live on the air. How you doing, King?
Hey, good morning, Brian. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning,
Miles.
King.
Hey, good morning, Mr. Webb. How you doing?
Man, I'm all right. Yeah, I got the notifications on my email that
thank you, man.
You know, show was starting, and when I clicked on it, and I see what you was talking about, I said, okay, I got to make it here for this one, you know, because yesterday I was out running errands and getting things done and stuff. So, I had to come in because, you know, a few people are upset with me because I shared a post on my Insta story, and you know, it's referring to the girl who got shot, and I posted this, and I read it. I said, "All I can say is watch and raise your fucking kids. Why was she outside anyway? I come from a strict household, so I can't feel sorry. These kids need their asses whipped, and it's not happening no more. Math got whipped a lot. He didn't get shot down as a kid. I'm still here and raising my kids by myself and beating their asses when they fuck up. No accountability."
Right.
And so, you know, I got people, you know, they're upset with that. And me personally, I frankly don't give a shit because when I watched that video myself, I said to myself, for one, where is the parents? Okay.
Right.
Then I said, for two, why didn't she just stay in the house? Okay.
Right.
Then for three, I said, if you're in danger, wouldn't, you know, staying in the house and locking all the doors and then calling the police, then you know, would be better than coming outside, you know? I mean,
you know,
she
called the police. She called the police from inside, and it was a foster home, so it might not be a setting where she could just have. She probably shared a room. The one thing like you just brought up, where's your parents? Her aunt was right on the scene. How come she's not staying with her aunt? You know, as a white person, if I had said anything about this, forget about it. I'm not touching this fucking thing with a 10-foot pole because I'm white.
So then I'm like, staying in the house would have been a lot better. Make sure all the doors is locked. You know, if you would have said, I'm inside. You know what I mean? I have the doors locked. You know what I'm saying? That would have been
right.
A lot
she could have the knife inside in the bedroom, in the bathroom.
That would have been a lot better than coming outside and being around
and
a bunch of nonsense, you know. So then, you know, I said to myself, you know, that officer, he was in self-defense because that girl had a knife. And from the video that I was watching, she was attacking a girl after the girl fell. Then she went attacking another person. Then she went waving a knife around. And she heard that officer say, put that knife down. But she was too angry. You know what I'm saying? And all I could say is I don't see no accountability happening in this because the problem is that, you know, and a lot of people don't see it that way, but, you know, I've done security training and all that stuff. And one thing that I do know is when a person comes in as a weapon, you do have a command. You have to tell them, drop your weapon. Now, out of three times, you're going to hear, drop that weapon, you know, either one, two, or three. You know, there's no doubt about that. And so, you know, that officer, his life was in danger already, you know what I mean?
Right.
Because she was waving a knife around, you know?
I agree.
Now, a lot of people say, oh, he was wrong for the way he shot her. And the thing is, at the end of the day, he wasn't too far away from that girl. And if she would have took a couple more steps, she probably could have sliced him. You know what
I'm saying?
I got to disagree. I watched it in slow motion five times.
The girl in the pink jumpsuit
would have been dead.
Wait, man.
Hold on before we get into discussion. We got one more person in there. She's waiting very patiently. And ladies and gentlemen, here she is. Angela, the Angel of Darkness. She's in the studio. The Angel of Darkness, Miss COVID 2021. Angela, you're live on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, morning.
Well, I'm just listening to everybody's voice, and I'll remain quiet because I didn't hear these voices yesterday.
They were here yesterday.
No, my brother, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, Miss, which one's the evil one? Well, my brother was here
Hyde.
yesterday.
Hyde.
I killed
was
him.
The,
Dr. Hyde,
Hyde was the evil personality.
I killed him.
Angela, your voice sounds good. It sounds like you're back in form.
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
Tired. I'm feeling tired. I got out yesterday. Found out I couldn't take a COVID test because once you've tested positive, you test positive for 3 months. Now, isn't that some ish? I mean,
Wow. That's some shit.
I didn't know that.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that either.
Fresh air, I highly recommend.
Oh, of course. But, see, you have a really, fragile immune system, you know? So I don't know what the shot would do to you.
I had to talk to my doctor about it. Because it could bring back the COVID for me.
Right.
So I don't know what to do. I'm sure the doctor will have the best advice for me.
You should.
I almost died cold. So I'm going to listen to my doctor.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not a doctor. I play one on TV, though.
No, neither am I.
Listen, that's the best advice. Listen to your doctor, and I hope you get well. You sound better, too. You sound better.
Thank you.
I'm glad to hear your voice, and thank you for coming in. And we got the morning crew here, and we are talking about it's a sensitive time, man. It's a very sensitive time. People jumped the gun about the Micaiah thing. I'll read a little bit. I didn't really read the article about LeBron James. I know he's been political. But the headline says here, LeBron James explained his decision late Wednesday to delete a tweet about the fatal shooting of a 16-year-old Micaiah Bryant in Columbus, Ohio. We're going to talk about this. Here's a story right here. I don't know, man. I mean, I saw that video. I saw that video yesterday. I didn't really see it. If you look at the marquee, the setup of the show, you will see a link. Her name is linked, Makaya Bryant. It's linked, so you can hit that link. You can see for yourself what we're talking about. And I'll go ahead and read it. Here we go, and welcome to the show. And again, if you want to come into the number one show in the morning, 319-527-6099, that's the way to get in the studio. That's the way to get your voice heard around the world. Yeah. All right, here we go. So I saw this video, and the first thing that I saw was, I don't know, many people are not talking about that grown-ass man cold-cocking that girl. I'm going, what the hell is this? So I was just looking at the video. The cop, I see the body cam. The cop goes on the scene going, what's going on? And then they take the shit outside. All right. And the first thing I see is this grown-ass man about maybe 6'2", and he cold-cocks the girl. And then the other girl, the 16-year-old girl with the knife, goes on top of that girl. Cop comes. She leaves that girl and then goes right to another girl on a car. Now, people are getting their head twisted, and I can see why people get upset, is because why would she call the cops? And we're thinking, if you call the cops, all right, you're in trouble. But she's the one, and that other guy's kicking that other girl's ass. I'm going, what's going on? Did she want to have suicide by cop, or was she afraid that they're going to fuck her up? And she goes, I'm calling the police, and she called the police for her instinct, and then she just said, fuck it, I give him the knife, I'll kill y'all. I don't know. Here's a story. Ohio police fatally shoots teen girl. And we're not thinking, oh, that poor cop. Can you imagine that cop? We don't think about cops as humans. That guy just killed somebody, killed a girl. You know, he's a human being. I mean, when we go to war, there's soldiers up there trying to kill, and they kill somebody, and they have this kind of remorse thing. Ohio police fatally shoots teen girl after call about knife attack. Columbus police said body camera video shows someone trying to stab two people before the deadly shooting. Now, here's the mayor. How long is the son of a bitch? Okay, it's only 2 minutes. Here's the mayor talking about it, and we'll discuss it on the back end. And you know how I love the back end. There you go. Let me see here. Angela's here, too. So if you'd like to come in and wish Angela well, because she's fighting the COVID, please do. Here she, wait a minute. It's, let me see. I got this thing. 917. Is that still Miles? When I see somebody in a studio, I can't tell. Let me see. Yeah, that's Miles. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and play it. All right. Miles, there you go. You're there, right, Miles? That's you, right?
All right. Yeah, I was having problems with the app. Okay. It kept dropping, all right. So I switched to mine. Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Here's the mayor, and I'm not going to mute everybody. You guys know. You can be polite. It's only 2 minutes. And
yes, sir.
Here's what he's saying.
It's a tragic day in the city of Columbus. Horrible, heartbreaking situation. Not just the mayor, the father. The city of Columbus lost a 15-year-old girl today.
See, I don't get that. I don't get this fake sympathy. I'll play it again.
I don't either.
I don't get it. This is a murderer. This is a woman or girl who tried to stab two people. What are you talking about? This is a
girl. That girl in the pink jumpsuit would be fucking dead right now if that cop didn't
right,
show up when he did.
Right, she would be.
Ten seconds later, she was dead, and someone else might have been dead too. She might have went for the girl she threw on the. I didn't see that guy.
Right.
That girl,
oh,
but that
man,
girl,
yeah,
that,
you see the beginning
the
of the video to
that?
The right.
I got
to
watch that again.
Did you
again.
See it, King? Yeah, the guy swung on her.
I didn't see the guy. I just saw that girl flying on the lawn, and then she went for the other girl.
Right.
I didn't see that.
Well, the reason she flew is because
the
guy cold-cocked her in the face.
Oh,
but
shit, I don't know, I didn't see it. I didn't see that.
Why are they talking about it's a sad day that you got a criminal off the street? Are we going way too over to the other edge? It's like, okay, well, this criminal guy, you know, what's going on here? You should be happy.
The mayor,
we got that
should have said something like, he should have said something like, you know, the tragedy of that girl, that should be like, the, you know, it is, at the end of the day, it's tragic that she lost her life, but if officer with blah, blah, blah didn't show up when he did and do what he did, the girl, you know, there would be someone seriously hurt or killed. So in
right.
my estimation,
I mean,
that cop safe. Yeah,
right. They should be celebrating. If I was
they
the
should.
Mayor, I would come on the air and I said, you know what? I want to praise Officer so and so for taking action
right.
to save a life.
Action,
you put
right.
this, she saved a life, for God's sake.
Right.
It was
maybe
a tragedy. And it was a tragedy that this happened, and I'm sorry that it did happen. And then I would go with the safe issue, with the mental health issue. I mean, I would go from there to mental health, and it gives us more awareness of mental health, and people have problems, blah blah blah. That would have been a safe area. Why are you? I think this is a really bad thing to say. And I know Angela has
just,
a good
I
heart.
I think he's just trying to float. I think he's just trying to use that approach, because if he's not, then he's a moron. But I think he might
no.
just be putting it that way. No, wait, just hear me out. I think that he's saying it that way just to diffuse everybody who's angry. You know what I mean?
Well,
because
you don't praise a killer, or you don't praise a person that attempted
to
murder
I know,
another
person. At the end of the day, the girl has a fucking knife. And
right.
she's out there about to stab somebody.
And that's a
so
big
that
ass
girl,
knife too. That was like
a
that knife.
Was fucking, that
I
was like
saw
a
that knife.
Blade.
That was like what do we?
That was, fucking,
that was
a blade, man.
Yeah,
you know
that was like a kitchen knife or something that she had.
And
was
100% 100%. She would have got that girl in the neck. Or
oh
the
yeah,
chest.
She would have.
That
yeah.
girl was dead. That girl in the pink was fucking dead. And I'm sure
oh,
after
yeah.
she was done with her, she would have went for the girl on the lawn who the other guy clocked.
Right.
So that officer, in fact, probably saved two lives that day.
You know, Keane was
goes
talking
back to
about
what Keane said, you know, about raising
right.
your
and,
kids.
He
what
brought
about
up
that?
Two things
what
I
about
want to
accountability
talk about.
For fucking weapons?
Right.
Okay,
well,
I don't care. You're 16. You know what's right.
Right.
Wrong.
He brought up two. He brought up two subjects I want to talk about. Where were the parents? Well, first, she was in a foster home. That gives you a warning right there. What the fuck, you know, her parents were probably fucked up if she was placed in a foster home, number one. But another,
well, didn't you
another
see her
thing.
Aunt? In the video, her aunt was right on the scene, so she lived
oh,
right
her aunt
in the
was there?
Auntie.
Really?
Oh, yeah, she's like, yeah, and then, well, the first thing, the worst thing about the video, okay, after mm-hmm. everything was done and the police, you know, the yellow police tape was up, you know what,
right.
you know what a cop yelled out
what?
That was pissing off people? He yelled out, Blue
what?
Lives Matter.
The cops
and the one
said
lady
that?
Was filming, she said, yeah, the cops. And she said, what the fuck did you just say? And this one dude was saying, what did you just say
really?
Right now? Did you really just say Blue Lives Matter after that girl just got
seriously?
Fucking killed?
I didn't
seriously.
Hear that shit.
Yeah, that's
wow.
in, yeah, it's all in the video. That's crazy,
wow.
man.
Well,
that
wait,
motherfucker
I have
has
to put
get
it,
killed.
Wait, hold on.
Holy shit.
That sounds yeah. really, that's alarming, but I have to put in, I don't know how, he should have said it in the beginning. Let's go to our resident angel of darkness here, Angela. Is it inappropriate that a cop yells out Blue Lives Matter?
Well, I would say it wasn't the best choice of words.
Right.
But maybe he snapped, and at least he didn't pull a trigger. He used some words.
Right.
So,
right, he could have just said, fuck y'all.
There's that. You know,
right.
And there's good officers out there, and I could only imagine what was going through their minds.
Can
you
imagine
know, here,
that?
In my opinion, they're doing the right thing. Maybe
like
there was some different... No,
yeah.
Hey, I don't interrupt you.
Go ahead,
I'm
go ahead.
Tired.
Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
When, again, going back to training, they are trained to shoot to kill, not to
right.
stop them, maim them. So
right.
We have to consider that. And I'd like to know more about this officer. I think there's a story there. What do you think?
Mm. I don't know. I am a blank slate, and I'm listening to you guys, and I'm watching this story unfold here. You guys are probably way ahead of me. I didn't have time to go through the full story. But we'll get to LeBron and what he thinks. But I think and there are people who were demonstrating for her. I'm going, what the hell is going on? Yeah, I don't think the demonstration lasts long, but there are people in the street demonstrating. Again, this is anti-cop. This is anti-cop. I don't know. But that mayor coming up for saying it's a sad day. What do you think, Angela? That kind of wrong approach, saying it's a sad day, this little girl was shot, she was 16 years old. I think that's a bad approach, don't you think? This was a girl who was a suspect on attempted murder. Going to kill two people. Whether she was going to kill two people, she certainly was going to stab them, and who knows where she was going to stab them. Here's the mayor again. Let's go back to the mayor. Let's see what he has to say. I hope he grows some balls in the next 2 minutes.
I doubt it.
Here's the mayor at a press conference in Ohio.
15-year-old girl. We know based on this footage, the officer took action to protect another young girl in our community.
That's right.
But the family is grieving tonight. And this young 15-year-old girl will never be coming home.
Oh, shit. What?
Oh, shut up. Shut the fuck up.
Okay, we're going way too over. He's upset that this woman, this girl with a knife, this is the mayor speaking, will never come home. King, Angela. Help me out here. Am I wrong? What the hell's going on with this world? What about that girl that he saved?
Man.
What about her parents and saying, thank God she was saved and he spared her life? What's going on here? He's upset that this woman, this girl wielding a knife is not coming home? Take the trash off the street. Are you crazy?
She
was endangering people.
She had no knife in her hand. She's speaking as if like they were fighting and he rolled. I mean,
right.
And you know, and in regard to the end of the video, which you haven't seen, you know, when the police, the yellow line was up and first of all, it's a very, very inappropriate time to say, to yell out Blue Lives Matter when people don't know what the fuck is happening.
Yeah, I have to find that in context.
There is no context. He's a jerk off. Number two, you know, it's funny how cops will talk shit when there's about 8 or 10 cops around them. That guy's not going to say that shit when he's alone. He'll get his ass beat down.
I don't know. You're going back to that. I haven't seen.
Whatever.
You're going
that pissed
back
me
to
off.
That,
a lot of people
and
are pissed off at that. I'm pissed off at that.
Understand.
You don't yell out Blue Lives Matter when someone just got killed.
I haven't gotten to that part. I haven't seen the context of what he said whatever.
So
but I'm just here in the moment of the video. And I'm going to King, and I agree with King, where King says the parenting and what's going on here, even though it was an aunt. But King, what he just said, and of course I didn't play the whole video, that it's going to be sad that, what did he say? Wait a minute. I can't believe my ears.
It's going to be
really
sad
can't.
That she doesn't come home to her parents. That's the last line
he
said. Let's
but
see
she shouldn't be coming
jerk,
home
the
to
asshole.
Earth. I would have shot her, and I would have shot that bastard who cold-cocked that girl. I would have shot up everybody in there. Everybody. I'll use up all my
Wild West, motherfucker.
Yeah, that's right. I want to shut up everybody. You can't just shoot one. It's like one of those Doritos.
You
just can't have
that
one.
That black guy should be the black guy who hit that girl. If
I
would have
shot him.
He said he did. Well, he should be charged with assault. That's third degree aggravated assault. The way he hit. It's on tape. Where's the arrest on that?
Who's going to press charges? The person he assaulted is dead.
No, you don't have to press. You don't have to press charges when there's video. That can be the
I don't
DA
know.
Can say,
I don't know. But here we go again.
Well,
We've got one more minute into this guy.
Go ahead.
One more minute. He's the mayor, and he says, we pray for this family. First of all, she's in a foster home. She has no family. Second of all, there's a reason why she's in a foster home, because I'm with King with the parenting. I do believe in the parenting. So she's in a foster home. Third, she called the cops. You call the cops, lock your door, stay in there, wait till cops arrive. But she came out swinging. There was another guy with her, so she wasn't. It wasn't like these people were against her. The girl with the Micaiah. Micaiah was just called the cops, and she had the guy with her who called, who talked this other girl probably in a foster home. So I don't understand any of this. Let's go back to the mayor. You know,
well, wait,
who the
real quick,
fuck
Brian,
elected
as
him?
As I said before, and if you watch the video, just before you get back to that, if you watch the video. Less than 1 minute after she got shot, her aunt was on the scene, which means her aunt lives next door, which means why can't you take care of your niece if your brother or sister can't take care of her? Not necessarily.
She could have called her, and she could have called the police afterwards, and the aunt got there. So it doesn't mean that she necessarily lived there.
Her aunt got there really fast. All I'm trying to say is that why can't her aunt take care of her niece and she'd be alive.
I don't know that family situation, and maybe there's a lot of, we can go with millions of scenarios why she's not with her aunt.
Yeah, I got you.
And they could all be wrong. But I can only deal with what I can look at right here.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Let's hear this.
I can't believe this is a 2 minute video and I'm going an hour with it. Here we go. I just can't believe what I'm hearing. I just can't believe what I'm hearing. But here we go.
Ridiculous.
We think it's critically important to share as much information as possible, as quickly as possible. So we'll continue to share footage, other information, in the hours and days ahead, making sure we're not in any way, shape, or form compromising the independent investigation being done by BCI. We felt transparency in sharing this footage, as incomplete as it may be at this time, is critically important to make sure we were sharing good, accurate information about what transpired today with the public and for this grieving family.
Oh, God.
And I ask for everyone to pray for peace. And if there's anyone out there that has information about what took place today, to share that information with the appropriate authorities.
Okay.
But tonight we pray for this family. We pray for our city. We pray for our neighbors throughout this
country. Translation, y'all niggas don't burn nothing down, please. Please don't burn nothing down. I need my job.
Please don't burn down the fucking dollar store in the Walmart.
Don't burn down the dollar store. We're praying for this. We're praying for the person who's going to kill people.
Let me tell you something about this man.
That's a translation.
Okay, number one,
man.
When he says we need all the information, the information's right there. It's 5 seconds of video in slow motion that has a knife in her hand, a 5-inch blade, fucking less than a foot from another girl's fucking throat. That's your information.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you one thing that's happening now is the body cam footage is great that's happening now. His body cam footage is being released right away instead of dragged and stuff, you know, left for 3-4 months before you see it, and then everybody erupts.
And
you
probably edited.
In upstate,
too. I never trusted those body cameras that they show you 6 months later, because any video could be edited and out, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Well, here's the story.
Go ahead.
A Columbus, Ohio police officer was fatally shot at teen Tuesday afternoon while responding to a call about an armed woman with a knife, girl with a knife. Is this a LeBron? I'm seeing where LeBron. Nope, this is not LeBron. I'm going to go back to the LeBron story. So that's
the story there.
And here's the LeBron thing. It says, LeBron James explains deleted tweet about police shooting of Micaiah. I'm thinking it's Micaiah or Micaiah Bryant. LeBron James explained his decision late Wednesday to delete a tweet about the fatal shooting of the 16-year-old Micaiah Bryant in Columbus, Ohio. On Wednesday afternoon, the Los Angeles Lakers star tweeted a photo that appeared to show the officer who was involved in the shooting of Bryant with a caption, "You're next. Hashtag accountability." In caps. The backlash was swift with Senator Tom Cotton. And we all know, you know, on Arkansas, and we all know, you know, how bad is it that you live in Arkansas and you have a senator named Tom Cotton and you pick cotton when you go to vote? I'm going to pick cotton. How bad is that?
That guy's a fucking asshole. Let me tell you something.
He is an asshole.
Oh, my God. He's such a racist.
Oh, I know he's an asshole.
Is he really?
I'm going to call dibs here because my cousin ran against him, and he wouldn't debate my cousin. You know, my cousin, his other family had been in Washington County for six generations, and I just, that man's evil. He's evil.
Really?
Worse than the Duggars. He is worse than the Duggars. I'll tell you I'm going to be quiet because I'm going to steal some tea.
You can't be quiet.
And I got to be good.
They don't know who you are. So I want to get some dirt on Cotton.
It wouldn't be that hard to figure out who my family is when I talk about Tom. So,
Tom. Right.
Tom.
This guy is an ass. I could see it. He's an asshole. But,
narcissist.
You wouldn't pick no Cotton. I know you, Angela. You're a fair girl. There you go.
So LeBron's tweet said, it showed a picture of the cop and said, you're next? You mean like you're going to get killed next?
Yeah,
or you mean like you're going to get
convicted
next?
With a picture of the cop,
right.
Put in caps, you're next.
Without even seeing the video.
Accountability.
First.
Now,
right.
That is irresponsible, man. I understand what he's saying. Ooh. Well, anyway, here's what happened.
Not
so
without
Cotton
seeing the video, Fred.
So Cotton said, this is disgraceful and dangerous. That's what Cotton said. Is the NBA okay with this? Is Twitter? ? James said he took down the tweet because it was being used to create more hate. What do you mean it was being used to create more hate? That's what you said. You're next in caps. Well, you know, you guys are getting upset about this, and it's creating hate. James, you should be held responsible for this. Usually I have a co-host, which allow me to make phone calls, and that's what's missing in the new show, that I can't make these phone calls because I would call his agent, and I would blast James for this. And I like the victim. Oh, I took down the tweet because it was being used to create more hate. You did it in caps. You had the cop picture. You're saying you're next. What do you think is going to cause? Shut up, James.
Why do you need a co-host? I mean, I can co-host tomorrow. I can just help you with the phone call. Let's call LeBron's agent tomorrow. What's holding you up on that? You need a second phone?
It's a different show than it was. I'm just saying that we used to make the calls to hold people accountable. And so here's what James said. This isn't about one officer, James said. Then why did you put his picture up, bastard, you motherfucker?
Right.
He said in a series of follow-up tweets, it's about the entire system, and they always use our words to create more racism. Now James is saying they're using our words to create more racism. They're not using more words to create. You said it. You used the cop picture up there. You said you're next. And you put hashtag accountability. Then James is saying, yeah, you know what? It's about the entire system, and they're always using our words to create more racism.
When he just sparked shit with his fucking 10
million
followers.
When he just sparked some shit.
Yep. And meanwhile, the video cam came out an hour later, and then he saw it, and he went, oh, fuck, let me delete that shit. I fucked up.
Right.
Too late, asshole. He's pretty
stupid,
LeBron.
Now, we always talk about white privilege, and we have our white privilege in the room. We have our white privilege in the room. Hello, Angela.
What, black privilege?
You still feeling okay? She's our white privilege today. So we have a pass. You know.
The white privilege and angel of darkness. Angela.
Together they're deadly. I call this black privilege because I could talk to, and I'll say why. I'll say BP. When I see BP, I'm not down with BP. Are you down with BP? Not me, homie.
And
I'll say black privilege, and I'll tell you why I say black privilege before you guys go, before Laverne goes, okay, I said, I can see Laverne taking off her shoes. I'm going to throw this.
I can see her going
for
a fucking frying
pan. Yeah,
I'm
going to get him. Sorry, take
yeah.
I'll say why I say black privilege, BP. LeBron James makes millions and millions. I mean, this guy is almost a billionaire. A
mm-hmm.
billionaire. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? And he's up here talking about y'all going to take my words and twist it around and cause hate and everything. Now he's blaming everybody else for his own stupid thing. And he knows what he says makes news. And any cop that stops almost a 7-foot guy in a car, black man, muscular, with a beard, and go, whoa, what do you know the first thing a black white cop's going to do? Can I have your autograph? Because you must play for the NBA. You know what I mean?
Sorry,
he's
yeah,
not.
You know why he pulled me over? You were doing 160 in a 70-mile-an-hour
right.
zone. Oh, shit, it's LeBron.
Exactly.
Can I get a selfie? Can you sign
exactly.
my Can you sign my forehead? You got a basketball
you
in the trunk to sign for me?
You
yeah.
took that corner on two wheels, making it rain
right.
in the neighborhood, spitting money out there, and you have your license plate says LeBron James, and
right.
we're going to stop you. We're going to stop you to make sure everything's cool, and can I have your autograph?
Right.
But to come up with that bullshit. Now, and I say black privilege. Not many of us could be like LeBron James and have all that money and have a name for herself. And you say something stupid.
Right.
To say... They took my words. They always take our words to create more. Our words? I don't hear anybody else talking about this.
He just turned
took
the pot
our words to
it.
Create more racism. And then he says,
yep.
I am so desperate for more accountability. Well, if you're so desperate for accountability, you should be held accountable for what you said. You blasted this cop out before you got the full story. Then you retracted what you said. And then you blamed them for saying that they twisted your words when nobody else is talking but you. This is black privilege.
Right.
BP. Oh, man. I'm going to talk to you.
I can't
go
use
right
those two words because I'm white. I can't say the word black.
You can say black privilege. There's black people have some privileges.
Well, no, but it's a dangerous time for white people.
You don't think Oprah has black privilege? Who's living and she's living in the most? She's the only black person in where she's living in Santa Barbara because I used to live in Ventura. You don't think? Wait a minute, hold on. You don't think Oprah has black privilege?
I loathe her.
What's that?
So don't even get me started.
Okay. Well, you can loathe her all you want to, but what do you think, Angela? Am I out of bounds here? You got Oprah.
Well, she has privilege because of wealth. She has privilege because of wealth. And most black people cannot have black privilege because the system is set up against them. The system is set up for white people. And we must acknowledge that. So I'm going to mute myself.
But it allows once in a while some black people to sneak in. I mean, granted, they're held by the gate, but they can sneak in the system. And we can go with Puff Daddy. We can, whatever his name is now, we can go at Oprah. Hey, don't forget, what's her name? The princess
who
sold the prince.
Did Daddy get arrested? Well, where was his privilege when he was being arrested?
Oh,
well,
no,
yeah,
no.
I mean, like the 80s, 90s. It was over again in a club.
They shot Biggie, and they took out Tupac, and they took out Boogie, but Sean
Combs.
Oh,
no, I'm talking about
P. Diddy.
There was possession of a gun in a nightclub, and he got arrested. Where was his privilege then? It doesn't stop a black man
from
getting arrested.
He was
arrested.
Out, if I remember right. He went out on bail. And he got out on bail, and I don't think he served any time for that. He didn't serve any time for that.
No,
but he was arrested.
Wait.
I guarantee you, if King was driving down the street.
I want to hear what Brian has to say.
If King was driving down the street in Arizona, and he did not have a permit for that gun that is sitting next to him in a chair, in a seat, I guarantee you he would not be out on bail. He would still be in jail. And it probably was 20 years ago, and I'm saying, you know what I'm trying to say? This is what I'm saying with the privilege thing. Am I right, King? I mean, if you were you're in Arizona and you have a gun that's not licensed, they pulled you over, would you be out on bail?
Yeah. Nope.
That's right.
Nope, not at all.
Well, well if you were in Oklahoma, you'd be fine because you can get a gun without a license. It's open carry, you know, and even if it's someone else's gun, you're still not going to get arrested.
That
just
sounds
saying.
Like a terrible state, terrible law to live
it
in a
is.
Place like that. Terrible.
It is.
Well, Plaxico Burress, the Super Bowl-winning wide receiver for the Giants, was in a nightclub. And he shot himself walking up the steps. He shot himself in the leg. He did the 3.5 years. He was making $14 or $15 million, $12 million a year. Okay, he had $50 million in the bank, and he couldn't wiggle out of that shit. He did 3 years. He did the mat. You can't get out of gun possession in New York or New Jersey State. Doesn't matter if you're the king of Scotland. You're not. Nobody's walking on gun possession charges. But then Jake Paul out in California, the psychopath, wannabe boxer, got caught with a bunch of AKs, a bunch of rifles in his house, and I'm sure he just paid a couple white cops off, and he didn't do any. He didn't do time. So privilege has a different, you know, privilege. You know, sometimes you can, like, maybe that's how. Who are you saying had the gun that got off, Brian? Who was the celebrity or rapper? They probably just paid somebody. They said, look, we'll give you a briefcase, you know, a few hundred grand. Just make that shit disappear, you know. That's the only way you get out of that shit, unless it's a state like Oklahoma, which I probably will never visit or drive through. In fact, I will never go to Oklahoma or Arkansas. But anyway, back to wherever we're at. So, you know, black privilege, huh?
I'm marking myself safe on Facebook since you won't visit here.
From what? Oh.
From
that's
you.
Fine. Oh, that's fine. I you know,
it's
that
a
voice.
Joke.
Oh, okay. I can't tell what a joke is anymore. Sorry. Kind of
you know,
a rough
you would sound
days.
So much better if you would stop cursing. You would sound so much better on any show that you went on if you did not
if
curse.
I agree, Angela. Cole, you gotta fucking quit that fucking cursing on this fucking show. I agree with you, Angela.
Exactly.
Okay,
but he would sound more intelligent if he didn't curse.
I'd go Samuel Jackson on your ass with that motherfucker cussing on this motherfucking show.
All right. Well, I grew up in the ghetto, so I like to curse. I won't curse in your presence anymore, Angela. I don't go on any
other
shows.
Well, no, just try it. You'll sound better.
Okay, I appreciate it. I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're a lovely, woman.
Myself.
I don't want to. Okay.
You know, Angela sounds so nice right now. I mean, King, she is single. You know what I mean?
Hey, Angela, I have had COVID 4 times. I'm glad you gave me that info that that you test positive. If you catch that, you'll still test positive 3 months
later.
Well,
you have to check your state. You have to check your state. You know, the rules are different in each state, I think.
Well, the COVID, though, if you test positive, you still test positive for 3 months. Like 3 months later, you're going to test positive again.
But there are false negatives,
just,
Angela. Angela, did you
take
another test?
That?
There are false negatives. There are false negatives.
Because I tried to get another
positive.
Test and I couldn't.
Yeah, you might. It's free, though. You might want to try it again, Kit.
I would
take
10 of
them.
And
see what's going on. But again,
I'm not
going
to let them put something up my brain through my nose, you know, just to hear that I have COVID. Because that's the way this COVID works.
I won't do that.
That's true.
No one's picking anything on my
Ladies
brain.
And gentlemen, the magnificent Melissa's in the studio. Melissa.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Angela's here. Hey, how are you?
Miles
just
here.
Just high in the room.
The King
oh,
of Kings.
I can hear.
King
Good morning,
Heine.
King. Good morning,
your,
everybody.
Your Royal Heine is here.
The Royal Heine.
Hey, good morning, Melissa.
Queen of Maine.
Good morning.
You know, King cracks me up. I read King's post. You know, sometimes, you know, I work here.
Who's Bobby King? I know what you're getting at.
I know. I laugh for about 10 minutes. I even woke up laughing. You know, I know when King has had it. You know, King tries to be okay, a diplomat. Okay, I know y'all and this and this. But when he has it, when he just comes out and says, you know, fuck y'all, and so. I was working late tonight. It was going to be a short show. What time is it? We got about another half an hour, maybe. So after I'm done working, I'll go on Facebook just to see what's happening if I miss anything. And by the way, Miles, thank you for sending me a lot of stuff in my Facebook Messenger about stories and things like that. I appreciate it. I love it when people send me stories. So I go on Facebook. I'm going, okay, let's just see what happened. And then it says King Webb, and I go, what's up with King? You know, I keep track on what's going on with King. You know, he's part of the morning crew, you know, right before I go to bed. What's up with King? And then there he is. And King says, is this the one? Well, no, this is another
King was
tweet.
Mad.
Yeah, he was. I'm going, King mad? Who disturbed the king? It says, off with your heads. He's going to kill every motherfucking people. Well, here's the latest post, King. King, can I read your post? I've got to ask your permission to do it because I don't want to out you, but it cracked me up. King?
I guess he's working.
Okay. I can read your post?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is a new one. And King is always level-headed, and he's a diplomat and everything. But sometimes he raises my eyebrows. I'm ready to go to sleep, and then I'm going, King. And now I'm wide awake, and I'm angry. But I'm going, what's going on? Here's King's latest post.
This is going to be good. I'm looking forward to this.
It's 1 hour ago. King put this up here.
Okay.
All I can say is watch and raise your fucking kids. I go, okay, here we go. what was she doing outside anyway? And he goes, I come from a strict household, so I can't feel sorry. These kids need their asses whipped, and it's not happening no more. My ass got whipped a lot. And I didn't get shot down as a kid. I'm still here raising my kids by myself and beating their asses when they fuck up. Hashtag no accountability. Now, that was King. Now, the thing that cracked me up, he had another post, and it was late at night. I'm going to go on his side. And it cracked me up. And I agree with him 100%, by the way. By the way, I agree with what he said there. But the post that cracked me up, let me see, where is he? Okay, here we go. and let me say, you know, he's a businessman, and this is what cracked me up because I'm a businessman. And so King basically said, oh, okay. So King's a businessman. It's about making money, and I like it because King has value on his time and value on what he does, and I like that. So he has it in caps, announcements. I mean, he's already yelling at people. I'm going, what the fuck? And I go, okay, what's the announcement, King? Please stop inboxing me, your music, and this goes for everyone, unless I directly reach out to you. Too many people inbox me songs all day, and I don't have time to go through each song unless you want to compensate me to get ahead of the line. Read that again. You better pay me for me. Meaning I'll take bribes, and then I'll, because you're way back at the end of the line, and you got to pay me. That cracked me up. King, do you want to reply to that post? You better pay me and compensate me if you want to get ahead of the line. Go ahead, King.
Well, the problem is that, you know, I've been doing music for, you know, a long time now. A lot of these people, man, they never, not once in their life, either shared my song, bought a song, none of that shit, you know what I mean? And now all of a sudden I got all these people boxing me, you know? And, you know, some of them are, you know, new fans, and then some of them is family. And, you know, as far as the family goes, most of the family can kiss my ass, as far as I'm concerned, you know? I mean, you know, it's one thing to support each other. But it's another thing when you waste my time, you know. And when I was back home last year, I gave people a chance to link up with me. And one individual in particular had wasted my time. And I guess it wasn't nothing, you know what I mean, to this individual. So, you know, when I got back to Arizona, I got to thinking about it. And I said, damn, you know, I brought my laptop home and, you know, I brought some other things because, I was looking forward to you know, getting some things going. And I thought about it, and I said, damn, I took a risk, because what if my laptop would have got lost or broke or, you know what I mean, on the airplane and stuff. You know, I got thinking about it, and I said, damn, I would have had to start all the way over. I would have lost everything, you know. And so I got to thinking about it, and I said, if a person can spend money on weed all day and can do all these other things, then how come they can't take the first step into investing in their own career, you know? Because I did it. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, I took all the drug money that I was making from slinging dope and stuff, and I invested into web music entertainment.
Just like Jay-Z, right?
So I got to thinking about it. I got to thinking about it, and I said, you know what? I said, no, I'm not doing this. And I got to thinking about it. And then, so a couple of days ago, the same individual inboxed me their music, and then I'm looking at everybody else's music, and I'm like, I said, you know, just because we're family don't mean anything, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't give a damn. I don't care if Obama was my uncle and he inboxed me and said, hey, I need you to listen to something. I'm saying, fuck you. Shit, you better wait in line or pay me, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, this individual, he inboxes his music every day, and I don't even check it out. I just open it up and close it, you know what I mean? And so, you know, the sad part about it is, nobody wants to support, but they want all the recognition of, oh, this, I know him, you know what I mean? And so, you know, so I said, I'm gonna just draw the line right then and there. And so I just went ahead and made that post, because it wouldn't be fair if someone said, hey, can you listen to my music? I listen to their music, but then all these other people are waiting for a response from me. So I just said, no, I'm just going to make this post. And whoever doesn't like it, who cares, you know what I mean? Because since I've been put in The Source and This Is 50 Magazine and, you know, all these other things are going on, everybody all of a sudden wants to have some contact with me, you know. And when I think about it, I'm like, where were you guys before? You know what I'm saying? And so I just had to let it be known publicly, you know what I mean? And so, you know, now, you know, a lot of people are probably feeling some kind of way, but I don't care, you know what I mean? It's like, I can see if you were rocking with me since day one, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But, you know, it don't happen that way, you know what I mean? And so I had to really think about a lot, too, you know what I mean? I told myself things are going to start getting more serious, you know what I mean, because I have a team now who is going to be writing three of the songs for my EP for me that I'm going to be working on pretty soon. And so I'm not going to be having a lot of time to really do a lot, you know what I mean? So since I'm waiting for my team to get back to me, yeah, I can get on Facebook, check some things out, whatever, you know what I mean? That's it. But, you know, after that, you know, I'm going to be busy. But I had to make that post, you know what I mean, because I was wasting a lot of time with people, man. I was listening to people's music. I was sitting on the phone for 2 hours trying to explain to them what they needed to do. And come to find out, when you do those things and someone kind of, I ain't going to say kind of, when you do those things and someone totally ignores you and, you know, and your time is wasted, not only do you feel like shit, but you're sitting there like, damn, I should have been paid for this shit, and I bet you some shit would have got done, you know? So,
right.
You know,
right.
If you're serious about your craft, be serious about it. You know what I'm
right.
saying? Don't be
right.
serious about it for that 5 seconds, that 10, a minute, 2 minutes, 10 minutes, an hour. Be serious about it, you know what I mean? And so, you know, because I don't mind, you know, if a person says, look, I want you to check out my music, this and that, look, before they even get that out of their mouth, I'm going to say, hold on a second. How much are you going to compensate me? Because the thing is, the money is not just going in my pocket. The money will be used to invest in you. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people don't realize that I have an A&R. I have a publicist. I have my team. And so whatever money that you throw at me, I'm gonna go to my publishers and I'm gonna say, hey, look, can you check this song out and I will send you some money and give me your positive feedback on it? I'm gonna do just that. And then I'm gonna ask for proper contact number and email and stuff, and then I'm going to talk to you and tell you what you need to do. You know what I mean? You know, and so, you know, I just don't like my time being wasted. You know what I'm saying? You know,
right.
I don't like it. You know what I mean? Then, you know, I don't like when people feel some kind of way when it comes to me, you know, doing certain things. It's like I have things that I have to do, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, even with this Facebook page, you know, a lot of people are on it. A lot of people aren't on it. A lot of people's following my company page, and a lot of people aren't following it. You know what I'm saying? I don't make those decisions. I go by with what I'm told to do. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, I have to watch myself and I have to watch what I do. You know what I'm saying? With this being my public page and my personal page, I try to watch who I add and who I don't add, because one fuck up and that can mess me up. Or, you know, you have those assholes that you add and they gossip, they complain about every little thing. And you got those, they like to reach out to your personal family members and this and that. And so, you know, I just watch what I do, you know what I mean? People get offended. I don't try to pay attention to who get offended anymore, you know. I just try to be very blunt about it and going about my business, you know. So, you know, I have to put things out there and let people know I'm not to be repping with, you know what I mean? I just try to keep it peaceful, you know. So
right.
Hey, that was a great line you said about you can spend money on weed all day, but you ain't gonna spend money to get your iTunes set up. You ain't gonna spend money to you aren't gonna spend money to go and go to a better producer to get a better product out there. You ain't gonna invest in yourself. And like you said, that resonates with me big time, because as a guy who's submitted for over 100,000 movie parts, I remember everybody. I remember every casting director, and I remember every situation. So later down the line, when they come to me and say, hey, man, you know, I got a part for you, whatever, like, okay, well, go F yourself, because when I was down in the gutter, you ignored me. And now now you see that I'm a commodity, and now you're coming. It's a little too late. So that's a good point about investing. If you're not willing to spend money and invest in yourself, and I'm curious, because I'll be honest with you, I'd like to know what your rate is, you know, per hour, what you're thinking, you know, is about your time. Your time is valuable, and your time is valuable. I'm not saying just for myself, but, you know, possibly for myself, but I'm just curious as to what kind of rate, you know, on an hourly basis or on a block or a certain amount to get the ball rolling with the A&R and all that kind of stuff.
Well,
I do not know the business side of things at all. Nothing.
I think King, is Miles on your Facebook page? Is he on there?
No.
I don't think so.
Okay. No. Well, what I can do is in about 10, 15 minutes, I'll put you guys in the private, and he can show you. Unless King wants to tell you his rates and promote his rates right away, but I'm thinking it changes, depends on what you need. You know what I mean? You know, I don't know.
Well, if you could give me your Instagram, we could just do it through Instagram. We don't have to go with Facebook. You know, I'm not looking at
interviews,
friend. I know you got to be careful. I'm a maniac.
Because
before I leave
the studio, King will have 10, 15 seconds, and if he wants to display his rates, he will, because I only got a little bit of time left. We're almost done with the show, so I'm going to move on.
Okay.
But I'll let you guys, you know, do that. The reason I even asked King's the morning crew. And so a lot of people are listening, and they know your name. They know your name.
Yeah.
So I want them to know a little bit about you. And going to the next one, here's Angela. Okay, Angela had a tough night. Angela posted yesterday. And Angela said this. Here's an update. Later today, I'm going to get a quick response on my COVID-19 test. I hope it's the last one I ever take. I am feeling so much better today. My head doesn't hurt. I haven't coughed once, and it's 9:41. Y'all, I haven't even taken my temperature. It's cleaning day for me. I want to thank everyone for their prayers and kind thoughts and encouraging words. I feel like I'm at the Oscars, and I just won the best award possible for my health. My next step is to find out where Brian the Hammer Jackson lives, stalk him, kill him, take his name, and have my own show. See you soon. Angela. Angela. Would you like to comment on your post? Okay, she's in hiding.
I had
right.
to unmute myself.
That last part wasn't there. I put it there. I know that. The last part was.
You're in Arkansas. You're driving right now to Beverly Hills to kill
yeah.
Brian on his patio.
He had to kill me. Her last part is, if you're able to get your vaccination, please do. Do not get COVID-19 like I did.
I almost didn't make it.
I want you to live. Angela, is there another message that you would like to say regarding this post? Because it is a positive post.
Well, I have a lot of friends that follow me and people I talk to in real life. And they, mm-hmm. because I'm out in the boonies, out in the woods,
right.
I've had a lot of responses and helpful. So I'm just very grateful for my friends. I think that's
okay.
it. All right.
Just wanted to comment so people get to know you. The next one is Magnificent Melissa. We don't usually do this, but again, people know who you are and your personalities. Now, Melissa is not aggressive. She's not trolling. She puts up nice things. The first post is, I see this beautiful girl. Who is this? Oh, I see. That's her daughter, Miss Jill Smith. Beautiful girl holding a chihuahua. You can't get any more wholesome
yeah.
than that. Yes. And
yeah.
Melissa says this on her post, my beautiful daughter with her chica queen of the house, and there's her little chihuahua. Those chihuahuas look like a rat. I'm sorry. I tried to be
Aww.
Nice. It looks horrible. I'm looking at this
She's
dog,
away.
And it looks like a rabid dog that wants to cut my throat. It's a rat.
She lived to be 16. She passed away. She was my best friend.
See, Brian, you feel good now, right? She just died, and you feel like a
Yeah, I didn't know there was a death story.
She didn't
story.
Just die. She's been gone for about 2 years.
I'm sorry.
Then I see a
That's
picture
okay.
of this beautiful kid. You know, when everything is wrong, we're thinking police are shooting us, we're being hunted, Angela is dying of COVID, Cole is off his meds, King is pissed off and says, screw y'all. And then once in a while,
cocaine,
I want to go to
sleep. It's a hell of a drug.
I don't do cocaine. I've been clean for seven years, Melissa. But thanks for the rumors.
So I said, you know, I need to find something
I didn't start that
positive.
Rumor.
You just
I
did.
I need to start. It's right here. I want to go to sleep with something positive. I see this beautiful picture Melissa posted of little baby Sean. And
isn't he cute?
He's cute. He's there in his little, I guess it's a, what do you call it, a walker, jumper walker? Where
it's
you,
an exerciser.
It's an yeah. exerciser. And the expression, what cracked me up on baby Sean's face is his expression. It's,
mm-hmm.
it's like his eyes are opening up to the world, and they're big. It's like, and you can almost
he's
see the expression
sweetie.
Like, right.
Yeah.
And so I put a caption in my own head. Beautiful, innocent picture. He's a beautiful baby, but his eyes are big, and it's like he's surprised. And so I put the caption in my own head. What the fuck? He was found guilty? That's what I put in my head. That's the expression of the little kid. What?
Aww.
Oh,
what?
There he is. So
how do you like his hair?
I love
a lot
his
of hair.
Hair. I love his yeah. hair. I paid a lot of money to
All
get my
this.
Hair that way.
Does your hair look good? Yeah.
And so Melissa will yeah. post nice things with spinach. And, of course, my best one of all time, the classic one, is Welcome to the Bad Bitch Day with the Bitch Meditation. I'm going to play it again because I love it. Melissa posted it. And here it is. I got to play it. It's a guy. I would say he's about maybe, he's a young guy, maybe 20 to 24. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's in his zen. He's in his zen mood. And he
What's
has
the name
little...
again? I'm going to search for him on. I want to search for him on Instagram and on Facebook. What's the name of the guy? The Bad Bitch Meditator.
I can't remember.
What's the title on his thing on the video?
Welcome to
I
Bad
don't remember.
Bitch Meditation. Daily Meditation.
Bad Bitch Meditation. Got it. I'm going to
yeah.
check it out right now.
So, So he has this little ball, and he has this little thing, I don't know what they call it, Melissa, that he's stirring it around. And he's meditating.
It's a singing bowl. It's for meditation.
Yeah. And so here's your daily. Yeah, and he has a motivation thing, a motivation announcement that everybody should
have. Very motivational.
I felt motivated. And here it is. It's one of my favorites. I like his voice, though. It ain't my business.
Yeah, just like Cat Williams. I thought it was a black dude. I thought it was Cat Williams.
Well, here you go. Here you go.
It ain't my business. It ain't my business. Fuck it. Fuck it. Fuck it. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. It's my business.
He closes his hands like he's praying and he's meditating. I don't give a fuck. One of the best. One of the best, Melissa. One of the best. There you go. So you have a few. You have a few things, little personal things about the morning crew, and I would not complete the morning crew until I find out what Laverne is tweeting, or posting. And I don't know if Laverne. I'm on Laverne's page right now. Beautiful lady right there. What's in the background? Looks like some drugs. What does she have in the background?
What?
It's a candle. It's a crystal. I have no idea. I mean, the picture is very. It's like, what the hell is going on here?
She's going to kill you.
I know. Yeah. I don't know what's going on. Okay, there's some secrets. And Laverne was posting, the only thing making you unhappy are your own thoughts. Change them.
Yeah.
Aw, Laverne.
Hey.
And then she posted another picture. She says, we all know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false. And there's some information there. And then she posted some vitamins, black seed and some power C and some VitaFusion and D and elderberry. So there you go. So there's a little insight of the morning crew, and there you go. And then she has a power-up.
I want to mention something else, too.
Yeah.
I can remember when I was in high school, I ended up getting into a fight after school, okay?
Right.
But since I took the bus home, the fight happened in front of my granny's house, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, me and this kid, I don't know if I'm going to put him on blast or not. I'm going to be nice and I'm not going to do it, but me and him was getting ready to fight, and I mean the whole high school had the whole street packed and blocked off, you know what I'm
saying? I remember those days.
And so all I can say is
and be like fight, everybody run
nigga,
to it. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
The nigga was a bitch, you know what I mean? Because he was trying to disrespect my auntie. Then he wanted to fight me. I ran. I chased him all the way to his house. You know what I mean? So he come back up to my granny's house talking shit. And next thing I know, he said, yo, fat ass auntie is this and that or whatever.
Aww.
Something he said. And next thing I know, my auntie came outside with her 45. And all I can say is she cleared the whole block without the police. You know what I'm saying?
Mm. Wow.
So, you know, when I hear about this young girl and these young kids getting in fights, man, them parents wasn't like my auntie and my parents back in the day, you know what I mean? So, man, I was just thinking about that shit.
Right.
Man, it's crazy. It's crazy, you know? It's crazy.
It is crazy, back in the day. And we have one last one, and we'll get to the story because it's a very short show. I just wanted to say this to the morning crew. This is my thank you. And you get to people are hearing who are the morning crew.
Welcome.
And you're right. I remember those days. And Adrian is part of the morning crew, and she comes in every once in a while. And Adrian is very opinionated. She don't hold back nothing. And all I want to say is, if you're a man, do not get involved with Adrian. She will blast her on Twitter if you treat. Let me tell you something. Adrian will blast her ass on Twitter. She will go after you. She will assassinate you. She will take your soul. If you are with Adrian, you better come correct and come respectful, because if you're not, she will take your soul. But she is sweet as ever. We love Adrian, part of the morning crew. She'll be the first one to tell you, right, King? She'll be. I see her when she was going after her ex. Man, I mean. It was, I felt sorry for the guy. I know he was an asshole, but she tore him up a new one. But Adrian wrote this one. She says, and it was very interesting because she was talking about what happened in Ohio, and she was talking about the shooting. Now, you can't see it, but she has a picture of the shooting, and she circled the girl on the ground. And remember, if you saw the shooting, the girl with the knife went after another girl by the car, and that's when the cop shot her. And it also has a picture of that guy stomping her, which you guys didn't see. So Adrian says, "Can someone tell me what's wrong with this picture? If the girl's on the ground was shot five times, what happened to the girl in front of the one with the pink?" Meaning that, okay, so let me explain. So the girl with the knife went towards the girl with the pink. She's by the car. It's the second victim. She's going towards her. She's in pink. So Adrian said, okay, we got the girl. She was shot five times. Okay. But what happened to the girl she was attacking? Nobody's talking about her. Good question, Adrian. And good question. And that's it. And Adrian's going to Nigeria. I don't know why. She's just going to Nigeria. So there you go. And then she has a video here. I don't know what it is. It's three guys. Adrian. There's three guys in a towel, just in a towel, going across the street, shaking their asses. And I have no idea what this video is about. And there's woman behind them shaking her ass. They're just going across the street, blocking traffic, shaking their asses in a towel. And now men and people are joining them going across the street. Just random people just saw this happening, and they're doing a little dance going across the street. I don't hear, here's the sound. I don't know what this is about. All right. So I guess it started off with three black guys in a towel. One guy has a shower cap. They're just crossing the street, and they're just dancing, shaking their asses. And then it's just the rest of all of other people just joined them, crossing the street, shaking their asses and everything, and they were doing that kind of thing. So that was one of the things she posted. All right, there you go. So that's the morning crew and their sense of humor. And congratulations to your son again, Adrian, who just got it. What, he got a red belt in karate? Congratulations, Adrian. Congratulations, man. And that is wonderful. And I think what's so wonderful, it might be the son that has autism. That is actually wonderful. Congratulations, Adrian. Back to the story. Here we go. So, you know, what's up with LeBron James, man? I mean, he says, I am so desperate for more accountability, but yet he's posting a picture of a cop, and he's saying, you're next. And then he's saying that, oh, how y'all turning my words to create racism. What is going on? What do you mean nobody's turning words? We go with this. The body camera video, hello, Oliver, released by a Columbus police officer Wednesday showed the fatal encounter, which happened just before the county learned of the verdict against Derek Chauvin. The body-worn camera of police officer Nick Reardon, what a poor name that is for a gay film. Hello, my name is Reardon, Nick Reardon. That's a gay porn name. Come on, you can't even get a better name than Nick Reardon.
You're welcome.
But he's the police officer.
Is JJ going to bed?
He recorded how he arrived at the reported disturbance late Tuesday afternoon.
Aww.
Reardon drew his weapon. Is that a plot for a porn line? Reardon draws his weapon. That's gay porn. That's a gay porn line right there.
You can do it. You can do it.
You can. Reardon drew his weapon as the altercation unfolded. The video showed. Police have said the video shows someone trying to stab a person on the ground as well as a second person.
I'll put it in the trash.
A person wearing a black T-shirt is seen with an object in her right hand that she raised towards a second person before Reardon opened fire. The girl whom police shot, the girl whom the police shot and killed, was identified as Bryant. Police picked up what appeared to be a knife near the girl's body, and an officer could be heard on a camera saying she had a knife. She just went at her. The interim police chief, Michael Wood. So now we got Reardon, we got Wood. I'm such a child. I'm like a five-year-old. So Michael Woods told reporters Wednesday, it's a tragedy. There's no other way to say it. It's a 16-year-old girl. That's what the police chief said. The case is being handled by the Ohio Bureau of Criminal Investigation, and Columbus authorities said that they would be limited in their comments, but Woods said department policy allows officers to shoot if it's believed that someone's life is in danger. So the cop says, I cannot respond specifically to the specific incidents, Woods said, but what I can say is that when officers are faced with someone employing deadly force can be the response the officer gives. Bryant, a cousin of Bryant's mother, Don Bryant, said police had other options. Now, remember, the one who was holding her knife, her name is Bryant. So now is this her brother? Said that the police had other options. Don Bryant, he's a cousin. Don Bryant's a cousin of Bryant's mother. He's a cousin of Bryant's mother. Okay. Not the girl's cousin, but a cousin of her mother. Said police had other options, really. And here's what she said. I know there are de-escalation tactics that could have been used. You killed a teenage girl. That could have been avoided. No. We saw the video. You're crazy as, cousin, whatever. That crazy ass girl was going to stab somebody, and when the police came, she didn't stop. When a cop says, hold on, she didn't stop. She ran towards, when the cop is there, she ran towards the other girl and tried to stab her. She didn't even stop when the police was there. And then you're telling me what other options did they have? I mean, that cop, when he shot her, that knife was raised and ready to go into another girl's body. That's how quick it was. So what other options, bitch, are you talking about? You could have had other options. Yeah, the other options is shoot her. Instead of shooting her five times, you shot her seven times. One in the forehead. That's the other option. De-escalation, my ass. And where were you? Why was this bitch in foster home? And now you're going to be talking about all this, and you could have had other options. James, who won the fourth NBA championship last season, is a native of Akron, Ohio. Okay, he lives in Ohio, a city about 100,000 miles north of Columbus. He has used his platform as one of the world's most famous athletes to become a leading voice on social justice issues. That's great. That's why, we need James, King James, to explain to us what's going on. In another follow-up tweet explaining his decision to delete his original post, James suggested he may have let his emotions get the better of him. Oh, really, James? Oh, you let your emotions get the better of you. You couldn't even man up and say, you know what, I was wrong, y'all. You couldn't even man up to praise the officer. I'm going to tell you this is what's wrong. See, this is what a bitch is. This is king bitch. This is what a bitch does. This is what a coward does. He does not say that he's wrong. He does not apologize to the cop who saved another girl. We're not even talking about saving another girl's life, by the way, who is black. You couldn't even man up and say, I was wrong, y'all. Thank God the other girl did not get hurt. The officer acted responsibly, no judgment. He couldn't even say that. Instead, you acted like a fucking bitch and a coward, and you come up with a statement like, my emotions. He didn't even say he was sorry. He says he deleted his tweet. James suggested, he suggested he may have let his emotions get the better of him. You, 5 minutes later, you posted the cop, you said you're next, and you put hashtag accountability, and then you later got the full story and said, I let my emotion get the best of me. That's what you tweeted. You did not even apologize to the cop. I say to you, this is my thing, and I haven't ended it. This is my thing. I'm going 864. You're live on the air with Brian Hammer Jackson. 864. Hello.
Hey, what's going on? What's going on, man?
Oh, just talking about what's been going on with this shooting in Ohio, and about King James up there not apologizing for acting the fool by posting a picture of a cop and said, "You're next." What's your feeling? Who are you? Where are you from? And what are your feelings about that?
And this is Boz. I'm from mm-hmm. South Carolina. My feelings as a black man here in America, because mm-hmm. I as a black man, I'm one of the black men here in America that come with somewhat of a historical background. Mm-hmm. And the reality is that us as black men, black women, black families, mm-hmm. you know, we've had a long historical line or lineage of having these types of situations go on with us and the police. And I think the one
right.
in which you're speaking of is the situation. Now, mind you, these are the quote-unquote professionals, right? We've mm-hmm. had this discussion ever since Trayvon Martin and probably
right.
before then on right police practices, right? I think we've said that. I think our humanity as black folk
mm-hmm.
Calls upon that. You understand? I think someone should have come up with something somewhere saying, well, hey, are all of these deaths, are they just due? Or was
mm-hmm.
this man actually wrongly? And I think there are a lot of those cases where man only had a cell phone in his pocket, where, you know, in the case of George Floyd, where this man is putting his, we see that so much.
Right.
So I think
right.
we have our public in the now. We have become
mm-hmm.
so desensitized where we are used to that, and where someone, even if someone speaks out against that, and I'm going to say and take what LeBron said, and
mm-hmm.
that wasn't a fault to me. You understand?
Mm.
Because I feel like a lot of times people mute their words when it comes down to things that should be said to not only the police, it be their authorizers as well. You understand? Because they obviously work for a bigger group of people. So this had
mm-hmm.
should have been, you know, something that had been on the table. And I mean, even in, to go a step further, the little girl that was actually killed was actually
mm-hmm.
defending herself because because the other group of girls that had
right.
came to her house to attack her, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think at that time, you know, especially if you're in some of these places where these white folks definitely don't mind executing stand your ground law. It don't matter what age they are at, okay? So even in this case, this little girl, I guess, was trying to protect herself or trying to
mm-hmm.
ward off what were some people that were coming to attack her, right?
Mm-hmm.
So in
mm-hmm.
in that, whatever happened, the cop that arrived on the scene, he should have actually, you know, he was wrong, in my opinion, because the little girl that was defending herself didn't have any reason in dying. There's no reason in saying, well, hey, we're, you know, he could have shot her. He could have tased her. He could have done in a number of things. But this level of immaturity that continuously happens, especially on the state when it comes down to our people, whether it be, oh, I mistakenly grabbed my gun and I was supposed to grab my taser. Right, for real?
Right,
you
right,
had
right,
all
right.
types of background, all types of training,
mm-hmm.
all types of screenings to make sure that this type of thing doesn't happen, especially after it happened last year, after it happened the year before that, after it happened
right.
the year before that. What we're seeing
mm-hmm.
is the same old thing playing out. So I think it's bigger, and I think what LeBron said, it only points the finger, which a lot of our athletes, a lot of our entertainers, they don't utilize their platform to speak any light to the injustices that us as black folk are going through now or even have been going through in the past.
Well, the video that I saw, you got to remember that victim, okay, 16 years old, she got shot, all right. But the one, but she had a knife, and she was going to kill another black girl, though, too. What about her? What about the victim that she, when the cops, the video that I saw, the cops got on the scene. Some man, I don't know who it was, hit that woman. She fell on the floor. Cop came. And even when the cop came, she didn't stop. She ran towards the other girl in the pink by the car. Raised that knife towards her. What about the victim? That was a black girl, too. Don't we care about her? I mean,
yeah.
I saw it.
And I mean, of course, the victim in this case, to me, is the young lady that got shot. You understand?
Mm.
That is definitely the victim.
That's
because
the victim.
She was at home. She was
right.
at home. You understand? So, you know, as the story unfolds, she was at her home. Those other girls had come to attack her. Okay.
Right.
So that's the actuality. So by that time,
okay.
it's too, you know, if she had come out with a gun, would she
right.
have been wrong if somebody had
mm-hmm.
actually come to her house to attack
mm-hmm.
her? You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So I
mm-hmm.
think it's unfair to say now to make the person who had come to be brutal now make them
right.
the victim. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's unfair, especially in this young lady's case because she's not here to speak up for herself, but
right.
for the sake of incident or what happened, you know, the further that we dig up, it's actually, you know, and I'm definitely, I wouldn't have wanted the other young lady to become, to get stabbed
right.
or anything like that. But I do know
right.
that a police arriving on the scene looking to
mm-hmm.
stop some teenage girls with
mm-hmm.
a knife, with not
mm-hmm.
even a butcher knife. You understand? For him to have to kill one of the teenage girls, that shows something greater. You understand? When
mm-hmm.
I know doggone well I saw, you know, these white officers try to subdue a man, a crazy man with a knife, and they try
right.
to talk him down. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
These are little girls. Mm-hmm. How are they any more intimidating than a grown adult man? You understand? So I think that's where the picture becomes more evident and more clear. On actually, you know, these police actually resolving, you know, not killing. You know, we
I
don't
see
want
what you're
to
saying.
Kill anybody. And I think the young
right.
girl that got killed was actually
right.
the one that called the police. You understand?
Yeah, I don't,
she's the one, they're the one that actually called the police.
Right, right, right. But if you were that cop, I saw it. It happened so fast, man. It happened, I mean, when... that one girl was on the ground, and then when the cop was, she just ran to the other one. What would you do in that situation? Let's say you're a cop. You're a black. You're African American cop, right? You're on a scene. This happened so fast. What would you do? Because what I saw is that if he waited, that cop waited another 2 or 3 minutes, that other woman, that other girl would have been stabbed. She was already
right,
almost in a fetal position. So what would you do?
But what happens if he gets shot in the foot? If he shot her,
he
had a knife. She had a knife.
Know.
If he had shot her in the foot, if he shot her in the leg, when
or
he,
shot her in the ass, right?
Trained, it, right,
he
right.
Her in
he's a trained officer, and he's pointing at her chest. He knows
right.
exactly what's going to go down behind.
I see what you're saying.
You know, there's no subduing. There's no.
Right.
There's no coming back from that. There's a taser
right.
that he has. That I'm pretty sure she has a young teenage girl. She would have
right.
been quickly stopped and halted in her tracks if he would have hit her with that taser. Pepper spray is
I
another
see what you're
thing.
Saying.
But it depends on the level of training. And this, again, points the finger to the training. Because once this incident happens and there's not a collective overhaul of police training where there is a United States state of emergency saying, well, hey, all of our police officers need to be trained, regardless if you're the top of the top or if you need to say that you've gone through this level of training. You understand? So when it comes
right.
down time to protect and keep teenage girls safe, that you won't have to pick your gun and now be pointing at the chest of one of the teenage girls. You understand?
Mm.
because they don't take Dylann Roof. They didn't take Dylann Roof out like that, even though he was a known threat, I think, right? All these,
right.
These white folks that go up in these places and mass murder all these people, they walk out with their lives. You understand?
Right.
So why isn't it they feel the same intensity of killing this known threat or this speculative speculative threat, right? Why isn't it that white folks are apprehended with the same level of force?
That's just my question.
When it comes down to policing and the good old boy system, is this the same good old boy system as it always has been? You understand? That's what I'm going to say. So, you know, I'm all ears, man.
You got some points there. I think King wants to reply to that because King wrote it. King, one of our morning crew. King, are you there? Would you like to reply to our guest regarding how you feel about that incident? Because you're vocal on Twitter and you're, yeah.
I mean, you know, everybody has their own opinion, you know. But like I said before, you know, I think it would have been much more smart if the girl would have just stayed inside and locked all the doors, you know what I'm saying? You know, than coming outside, like walking into danger, you know what I'm saying? You know, that would have been much better, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, because from what everybody's responding, you know, on my Instagram, they're saying that, you know, that the girls were trying to break in the house and everything. And I said, okay, that's trying to break in the house, you know. If they didn't actually get into the house, then she still would have been safe, you know what I mean? I just think it would have been much more smarter if she would have just kept her ass in that house, lock all the doors, you know what I mean, make sure everything is locked, and then call the police, you know what I'm saying? But she must have thought, oh, well, let me go outside and prove my point. You know what I'm saying? You know, I just think it was just stupid for her to try to prove her point and come outside with a fucking knife. You know what I'm saying? You know?
Mm-hmm.
You know? You go after the girl that you fight and then go after another girl. Now you're putting yourself in a fucked up position. You know what I'm saying? You know? You're not thinking. So it's like, you know, everybody can say what they want to say, but the moral of the story is, why did you even come outside to begin with when you could have just stayed in the house? You know what I'm saying? You know, at that age, trying to be popular doesn't get you nowhere. But on a motherfucking T-shirt, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's sad. You know what I'm saying? Them kids or whoever she was fighting was probably pressuring her to prove her point or something, and she fell for it. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm not mad at her. I'm mad at her auntie or whoever was her guardian. They said she was a foster child or whatever. I don't know. You know, so, you know, the parent needs, they ask what, because they should have been checking on that child every day to make sure everything is going all right with them. You know what I mean? You know, it's really more to the story. You know what I'm saying? But as far as that cop doing his job, you know what I'm saying? Every officer is trained the right way. And, yeah, he could have used his taser, but you got to look at it at this point. If you a cop and you got to go to your family every night and somebody coming at you with a knife or anybody else, which one you going to do? You going to protect yourself or you going to let that girl stab you? You know what I mean? I think it's messed up, you know what I'm saying, because he could have used his taser. But, you know, the girl was uncontrollably waving that knife around and doing shit she shouldn't have been doing, you know? And I just hate that she had to go outside like that. I wish she would have been much more smarter and stayed in that house. You know what I mean? And everybody probably looked at it very wrong, but I just think if she was just stayed in that house, kept the doors locked, she would have been fine, you know? But,
well,
you know,
it's tough.
When I was a kid, being a boy, I think most of us who are men that's on the phone right now or listening can admit that when we were young, we would always try to prove our manhood and be like, yeah, I'm going to fight this dude. I'm sure who would admit. You know what I mean? I can admit we was like that. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it didn't get you anywhere but either in trouble or hurt or something. You know what I mean? And I just feel like them girls was probably bullying her or something. I mean, I guarantee that's probably what it had to happen.
Well,
it had
you know,
to happen like that.
It did, and thank you, King. And Cole, do you have a response to the gentleman? King, thank you. Cole, do you have a response to the gentleman who said that there could have been other ways? He could have just escalated things. Why do we have to kill? Why do we have to shoot us, man? What's your response, really quickly?
Okay, what's your name, sir? I just wanted to refer to you by your name, if that's possible. If not, it's fine. King covered some stuff. It's easy to say, and no offense to King, but it's easy to say in hindsight that she, you know, should have stayed in the house, and he's right. And he's also right about coming out with the knife, the 5-foot blade. But I watched that video over eight times, ten times, and, you know, I'm going to address, before I get to the video, I'm going to address two things that you touched upon. Number one, training is, when you say, quote, unquote, overhaul, you need an overhaul of the system, that's not going to happen, number one. Number two, even if you could do it, you can't train racist cops. They're still going to do the same shit. This is always going to continue. It's not, things are never going to get better in this world when you have this many ethnicities and this many religions sharing the same space. It's been facts, it's been proven for centuries. Now, getting to the actual tape, when you watch that tape, the officer didn't have time. Now, obviously, I'd like to shoot her in the leg. And Brian said 2 minutes. It was more like 2 seconds before that girl in the pink jumpsuit would have been stabbed in the neck. I predict that girl would be dead. And then she would have turned her efforts to the girl who I didn't even watch the beginning because I just wanted to see whether or not the cop had A, had enough time, or B, the knife was pulled on him, which is she did not threaten him with the knife. So throw that shit right out the window. Excuse me for swearing, Angela. But in regard to the actual time frame that this police – see, when I watched the video, man, just to explain a little background too – I come from an all-black neighborhood, and my mom was with the black guy. He was more of a father to them than my father was. When I watch that video, I don't see two black teenage girls and a white cop. I see two girls and a cop showing up to make a split decision. When I say split decision, if he had showed up 5 seconds later, that girl is in the ER, or she's fighting for her life, or she's dead. And she might have turned her efforts to the girl that flew down in the white dress. Brian said that the guy kicked her in the head. That guy needs assault, third-degree assault charges pressed on him.
I didn't
because
say,
he's
wait
on
a minute,
camera.
Wait a minute. I didn't say that he kicked her in the head, but he did throw
he hit
a
her?
Punch. But let's go with this. Let's go with this for the main story here. Why can't we praise the white cop who saved a black girl's life? Now, and I present this
Thank
to our
you.
Guests here.
Thank you.
I know that we're going the negative that he killed. Okay. They kill us. I'm going to say it. You're right. They do. But in this instance, why can't we say this white cop saved another black girl's life? Why can't we look at it that way? I'm talking to our guest here, 864.
Well,
why can't we look at it that
time,
way?
What if he had tased?
Cole, he's new. Let him speak.
I wasn't done and you jumped in, Brian. Go ahead.
Yeah, but
I can wait.
You're done. You talked a while.
I wasn't done. Don't tell me when I'm done. Thank you.
You're fucking done.
I wasn't
done.
So I'm asking
There's no reason to swear at me.
But
you're
asking
me,
because it's the only thing you respond to. It's the only thing you respond to.
I'm asking a guess. Why can't even LeBron James kind of retracted what he said, and a lot of other people retracted what they said when they saw the full video, and I understand it. I understand the temperature. I understand, and you're right. We are target practice. I'm African-American myself, too. So we are being hunted. I agree with you. But in this instance, why can't we look at it like this white cop saved another black girl's life to the 864? Could we look at it that way?
I don't look at it in that manner.
Okay.
Because at the end of the day, you know, there's still a black girl that's dead. You understand? Mm-hmm. So regardless of whoever was in the wrong, whoever was in the right, whoever had the knife,
right.
I'm still not going to feel any more happier than I would if the young lady had stabbed the one girl in the neck. You understand? Me as being a black father. You understand?
Right.
And being honest. And I'm a one that I'm putting myself in the police. In the police's situation, even considering the nature, if I'm a white cop and I already know what the quote-unquote
world thinks of me, right, already. So I'm already mm-hmm. going to be somewhat cautious when approaching the situation. As you guys were speaking, these are 16-year-old girls. I'm pretty
right.
sure if they had only been a safety or warning shot, these are all speculative. Even when
mm-hmm.
saying the girl was going to stab her in the neck
mm-hmm.
or dot, 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 that's still speculative. We don't
mm-hmm.
we don't really know. But we do know that
mm-hmm.
one little girl is dead. And so that's the thing
right.
that doesn't make me happy. And like mm-hmm. I said, I'm putting myself on the scene. I think, you know, if the cop wasn't actually in harm's way himself and didn't feel threatened himself,
right.
then I feel
mm-hmm.
like, you know, four shots to the chest, no, that's nothing to be proud of. No. You don't even need four shots.
I agree with that.
You know, that's,
right.
that's overkill. Like, why? Like, that right there shows a level of malpractice. You know, that shows
mm-hmm.
a level
right.
of, like, well, damn, that's overkill. And then to come to find out that the one that he killed was actually the one that called the police, that called
mm-hmm.
him out. You understand? Mm-hmm. She was the reason why
That doesn't hold water, man. Don't keep going back to that, bro. It doesn't hold water. You know, you can't come out with the knife, call the cops to come out with the knife. And she was going to stab her.
But understand
she was
this.
She was
this
looking
is a
video. How many times did you watch the video?
Miles, you made a point. Hold on. He's responding to your point.
When considering this is a 16-year-old little girl whom somebody.
Right.
I don't care about the age, bro.
Hold on.
I don't care about the race.
You're talking about making effective decisions. You understand?
Right.
If you haven't been trained properly, if you're
on
hold, let me get this out of
It's getting heated.
Miles,
is getting heated.
Finish.
I know. Come on, Cole.
Miles, let him
talk. Come on.
I just want to wrap this up.
May I say something?
If we're saying that, hey, where's the parents? The parents weren't even around. She was in foster
right.
care. You know what happened to the children in foster care. Now we're going
right.
to blame her for not being able to make effective decision making in life-threatening
mm-hmm.
decisions.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? If
mm-hmm.
somebody's coming to, who knows what they've been talking about, what they're going to do. So I'm not going to say make her the suspect, nor am I making her fully the victim. She had to be wrong, but still, this is a child. You understand?
Right.
She was in her house. Right. Obviously, if she came out, I might have thought, well, hell, if I got a knife, maybe I get
mm-hmm.
some respect if I go out and try to get them off. You understand?
Right, right,
I don't
right,
feel
right.
like she was just trying to be bad.
Charge her, wrestle her to the ground.
Police.
Right, I
right,
see what you're
right.
saying.
So,
charge her, wrestle
you know,
her
so
to the ground.
Yeah. Right. So that's all I feel
you
like.
You no longer become a victim once you have a 6-foot blade in your hand. You become a
suspect.
Wait, that wasn't a six-foot blade.
You said
wait,
it was
I would like
right.
to say
right.
something. I would like to say something.
Angela, go ahead.
Okay, thank you very much. When you're making a statement, maybe at the end say concluded so the other person can respond. So we can hear what you're saying. I hear a lot of over-talking. So that's all I wanted to say. Concluded.
Okay, thank you.
A child, and we don't know the circumstances behind the whole thing. A lot of these children that are in foster care,
that's
especially
irrelevant.
Teenagers, it isn't irrelevant. You're irrelevant right now. A lot of them are on.
That's okay.
A lot of them are on psych meds. Different things like
right.
that. Did you know that a foster parent will get more money when a child is on psych meds and diagnosed with something? Did you guys
know
that?
Yes.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So there is. So we've all become judge, jury, and executioner watching these videos when we don't know the backstory. We don't
That's
know.
Right. That's right. That's right.
It's like, come on, guys. You know. She should have been beat. Her parents were losers. How do you know her parents weren't addicts? And this child had nothing to do with being put
what
into
is,
the system.
What does any of that have to do with the situation? Hey, let's put yourself inside. Let me know.
Everything.
Let me know when I can talk so we can go by Angela's
You've been talking
rule.
Since
know,
the
Brian,
moment you
know
opened your fucking mouth this
left.
Morning.
How about that?
Well, here's the thing.
Judge, jury, and executioner, Cole. from watching videos. He's got it all figured out. He knows everything. So we might as well end the show. Cole has figured it all out.
All that has to be figured out is she was going to stab the girl in the pink dubs. The cops saved the pink girls in the pink girls'
life. Big deal.
We're losing the point here. Our guest did not say that there should not be any kind of restraint going on here. He's pointing out, I'm getting what he's saying, and if I'm wrong, please correct me, is that other things could have happened. He could have rushed the girl. He could have set the girl, throw a rock at her or something, shoot her in the leg, shoot her in the ankle, shoot her in the ass. But he didn't have to kill her. This is the point that we're talking about, is that when white folks, cops, arrive on the scene, they're quick to use the weapon. They assess the situation in 3 seconds.
The first thing that I saw was the gun come out.
And they're going to kill someone.
First thing.
Huh?
That was the first thing. The gun came, and I'm like, I've only watched it once. The first thing was the gun came out immediately, okay?
Right.
Immediately.
Right.
So, I mean, one person's alive and another person's dead. You know, maybe she shouldn't have come out of the house. Maybe she shouldn't have, but she did, and now she's dead. So that's the bottom line. No matter what we think of the parents or her, it's about law enforcement. We're getting lost in being, like I said, the judge, jury, and executioner. It's crazy. And I think I have more passion for this, Cole, because I do have two biracial grandchildren. So the world looks a little different to me now. Not that I grew up in a black neighborhood like you claim, or you had a black stepfather. I have people in my blood, okay, that I worry. How's life going to treat them, right? Could that happen to one of them because of the way they look? Am I going to have to hide them out in the house, right?
Or are you going to have to have that talk with them when they turn 5 years old about how cruel life could be and how their life could be taken away any minute now for doing nothing? So,
from what you just said, Mr. Hammer, you are going to have that conversation if you're black, or African American. You understand? It's a conversation that goes or should be as normal as the Jim Crow era, as slavery.
Right.
And it's been a one that a lot of us want to now act as if we are all whitewashed, and I'm speaking about black folk, you understand, and also white folk that don't allow black people to keep it honest, you understand, and that's why we find ourselves still with these types of problems. And, they're talking now about reparations. They're talking about trying to repair certain things, damages from yesterday, but we must be honest with ourselves at saying these types of damages do exist, and the children of the people that created these damages are actually the ones that are over some of these precincts. They're wearing some of these badges. We must be honest. They're talking about over in, I think, the LAPD, about how they had so many gang members, quote-unquote gang members, white power gang members. You understand? You hear these guys say it. Even black folks, I've heard black police officers speak about it and speak about how they would almost be afraid for their lives to not speak about the good old boy system in which these cops would uphold. So I think that system hasn't been changed, you understand, since slavery, since they were called the slave patrol, the Roundup Boys. That system hasn't changed. So what will happen? What will say us, the black folk, or the other people that are concerned with us to now force or, create some type of overhaul with inside the policing or how they view us or our human lives?
You're right. Now, do you see change?
It can't be over.
I want to apologize for swearing at you, Cole.
I do want to apologize, but I wish that you would stop
saying
things.
It's okay. Things can heat. I love you, Melissa. We know each other a long time. I have to say, the gentleman in South Carolina.
Go ahead. You didn't let me finish what I was going to say. You view things as black and white, but you don't look at the middle, the gray. You got to learn to look at the gray in the middle.
No, I see the whole world in gray.
The devil is in the details,
I don't see black and white people.
No, I'm saying with issues. It's you look at black and white with an issue, and you don't look at the middle. And what did I just say to you? The devil is in the details. You need to remember that.
I understand. I understand, Melissa. You know, the gentleman from South Carolina, I don't know if you gave your name or not, but you did bring up a very one point, is a warning shot into the air.
Okay, he
just into
just
the
left.
Air. One
he,
shot,
wait a minute, wait a minute.
Oh.
He left. He just left. He just left. He may come back because, like I said, he may still
be,
and he may still be listening. He may still be listening.
I know I was
again,
terrible.
Life is happening while the show is on. He could have got a call. He could have had this. He could have did that. I want to, just in case he doesn't come back, they usually listen 5 minutes after they leave. I want to thank you for coming into the show today. You're more than welcome to come back anytime. I like your views. I like your thoughts. And I like your opinions. So please come back, and it was a pleasure to meet you.
I wish we could all look at the middle instead of people are mad at her parents. Isn't that crazy?
Let's not. Yeah, that's
no,
not. I don't agree with
is,
King on
who
that.
Who knows?
I mean,
we don't know.
Well, I don't know. I don't. We don't know what situation. Why she's at the foster home. It's none of our business.
Right.
We don't know what medication she may be on.
But the backdrop doesn't matter. We're talking about the incident of the killing.
The reason why the backstory matters.
You live by the knife, you die by the sword.
Listen.
Okay, now he could have shot her in the foot. There wasn't enough time to tase her and to say, oh, wait, maybe I can shoot her. Now, shooting her four times, no, is excessive. Could he be trained and shoot her in the calf? Maybe. But she would have stabbed that other girl within 5 seconds.
Okay.
And
well,
I rest my
well,
case.
Please
I'm not
are not
talk
true.
About
now,
black
if you
and
talk
white
to any,
anymore.
If you talk to any law enforcement officer,
not my
when
place,
they pull their
the
weapon, when they pull their weapon, it's not to wound, it's to kill. That's part of it. That's their training. If they pull their weapon, it's to kill. We have police officers on this show. They're saying only in the movies that they shoot the gun out of your hand or shoot them in the leg, whatever. They don't do it. And you got to remember the adrenaline. If you ever been into a fight before or a confrontation before, if it's a life and death situation before, and they're drilling in your body and you're going crazy, you got one split second to make a decision. If you pull your weapon, it's to kill you. And when you shoot one time, two times, you're putting them down. That's the object of it. When you pull your weapon, you're shooting them to kill. So we got that going
she
on.
She had a knife less than a foot away
from
another
understand.
Person.
Yes,
and he saw
I
a
understand.
Knife right away. It was a big knife when
but
he got out
was,
of the car before he drew his weapon.
But that was
and
my
reason. I'm not saying
that
this girl should have been shot. All I'm trying to say is that girl in the pink jumpsuit would be dead.
That was my
if he didn't
answer
do
when the police
That's
officer,
all.
When somebody says, well, was there other methods that could be done, and I understand the reasonable methods of can we rush her?
Right.
There was three of us cops on the scene.
Right.
Can we yell at her more? I mean,
I
can understand all those things, which would be reasonable, but I'm just wondering how would you guys feel if he was yelling at her saying stop, or by the time he rushed her, that the other girl could have been injured so badly, how would you feel then? I don't know. But going back with Melissa's point, and I think it's a good point, is that we don't know the backstory. And the reason the backstory means something, Cole, is because if this woman, a girl, and I'm going to say girl, on some kind of bipolar medication or whatever medication, a psychotic medication, whatever it was, it can determine her actions and what she did and how she reacted to this confrontation.
Of course.
So going
of
back
course.
To that, she did call the police. So that tells me her life was already being threatened. She did call the police. Her life was being threatened.
Of course,
King
Jeffrey
or somebody
Donovan
said
had a
something
tough childhood.
That they were rushing to the house and people were coming to the house to get her or something. She was being threatened.
Right.
Okay, so let's assume she was being threatened. She ran outside because maybe
they
were kicking down
the
door. Maybe they were banging down the door. There's a lot of scenarios why she ran outside.
Right.
Or maybe she ran outside thinking that the cops were coming and that she was safer out there. I don't know, but the problem of it is she ran out with a weapon.
Maybe it was three or four girls at once, so she had to protect herself.
Okay, we can go with a thousand scenarios, and they can all be wrong, but I'm just going to go with this one.
Okay.
So she runs outside and knowing that the cops are there because she called them. she was still she was afraid of her life. She was still protecting herself, and who knows what there was being said, that I'm going to kill you, I'm going to do this.
I don't think that she knew the cop was there because there was no siren.
No, she knew
the
cop
was there.
She was in the
middle of
the
fight.
Well, she did. I'm just going with the scenario.
No,
here's the scenario I'm going with. So she
and
ran
she
outside.
She had her back.
She had the weapon in her hand
when the cop pulled up
for her own protection.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with our guess. And that was a mistake.
Right.
The cop came,
right,
saw the weapon, shot her. Now our guests and other people are thinking the same thing, like there could be other ways of de-escalating this shit. I don't know. If you looked at the video, it was a split-second decision. And the victim also was a black girl. So I don't know how I would feel as a cop and saying, okay, I'm going to yell, stop, stop, stop. Meanwhile, she's fighting this woman, and her adrenaline is going crazy. The woman by the car did not really, I didn't see her really approach her or attack the girl with the knife. She just went at her. So she was, that girl by the car.
She had her hands on her right. She had her hands on her left. The girl in the pink jumpsuit had her hand on her right shoulder. The blade was less than a foot from her fucking face and neck.
Okay. Well, what I'm trying to say, is she was full of rage because the girl on the car in the pink thing, I didn't see her attacking the girl with the knife.
Well, watch
it
again.
I
watched it
10 times.
So the girl
turned around, went to
the
car. She had to go about 5-10 feet towards the car where the girl was, raised the knife. That's when the shot was. Now, I didn't see that victim of the girl who raised her hand and she went to attack her. She could have stopped right there, meaning that she had enough time to stop and put down the weapon. But she was so full of anger and rage, she went towards her.
Right.
It happened.
Right.
It's a shame.
It definitely
happens. It's a shame.
It happened. Yeah.
That a black girl was shot and killed.
I mean, believe me, I wish the cop could have tased her. I wish he could have shot her in the ankle or the calf.
But the cop,
the
answer that I have, my little answer, is that they were pulling the weapon to save a life. That's what I saw.
Yes.
The cop took action
to
prevent another person from being harmed. That's what I saw.
That's right. Period.
The rest is a shame. Now,
if I came out of the house
drinking a beer, and I'm in my underwear, and a cop went by, and I had a knife, and I had a knife in my hand, there's even nobody around me.
Right.
There's nobody around me. I just had a knife in hand. And if a cop passed by my neighborhood, they would shoot me and drink my beer. They don't want that to go away.
Right.
It's just
Look at the guy
rules.
Who got killed in upstate
Is it
New York.
Fair?
He was
no.
Naked. And they killed him. No, it's not fair.
I'm just saying.
No, it's not,
is,
man.
And I understand this is it. So the cop's mentality is to save another life. And according to the Ohio law that he had, as he's within the law, the cop's within the law. You may not like it until they change the law. But according to their law is that he had the right to draw his weapon to prevent another person from being harmed. That's their law.
That's every state. That's every state.
Well, I don't know, but I'm
That's
just going
to
go with that
right
now.
To draw.
And it has to be changed. And I'm just going to say this. Gonna see 111's in here. Maybe
what do you mean
speak.
It has to be changed? He just saved the, wait, that's a contradiction. He just saved
what,
the girl's life.
No,
what it doesn't
what,
have to be
well, no, it's not a contradiction. Because be if
better,
you listen to me, I'll
possible.
Tell you why it's not a contradiction.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Too many of us are being killed, when I say us, African-American and Latino, by the way.
Right.
The Asians are getting their ass kicked right now. That's a story to continue. But there's too many of us
terrible.
Are being killed under the banner of the police laws, which gives them the
right
to kill us without any other methods possible. Which means they can
no
do that and not feel any representation. So
right.
we get. So it's not about police training. When I hear people say police training, it really bothers me because they're trained.
Right.
This is not about police
training.
This is about police
judgment.
Under that particular law, can draw their weapon and kill someone. So this is about changing and holding cops accountable for their actions.
Right.
And on this particular situation, when we're diverting it, with this particular situation, I am sorry that any girl will lose their life over this, especially an African-American
right.
girl who's fighting the odds herself by being in a foster home. She's fighting the odds.
Absolutely.
Feeling threatened.
Absolutely.
To a point where she even called the cops that I am sorry what she
right.
had to go through. I am sorry that she lost her life. But we have to face facts and reality that under the code and under the law, the police has the obligation to save another life, and he took action. Here we go.
Right.
111, you're live on the air with Brian Hammer Jackson. Let's see if they talk. 111?
Yeah, you know, Brian, I think you're a nasty Negro from another planet, Brian. And I usually don't chime in like this, but I think you're a bad person. I think you're a scallywag.
Now, Cole, you can confuse me because do you use 1112 to say that?
I'm confused, right? I got to work on my shit. Look, Melissa, I had him for a second, right? I had him for a second.
No, I mean, are you in as 111? No, what I'm trying to get
to. No, I was just trying to act like I was 1-1.
You're not 1-1.
I don't have two phones, Melissa. I'd be a neat trick to call on. I don't now. It's at my other place. I'm at an Airbnb. I don't have the government throwaway phone.
Okay, so you're not 1-1.
No, I could do that. You're right. You just gave me an idea.
Simple question.
I could do that.
You're not. Oh, God.
Yeah.
You're not 1-1-1. You're not 1-1-1.
I never call on 111 unless I'm blocked and I got to get back in to get
okay,
my
so that gives me an answer.
Again.
You're not. So that is a new caller. Okay, I just wanted to establish.
No, it's Kianki. It's fucking solution.
No, we don't know
Joe,
who it is. I don't want to keep saying no. We're not even going
to
say.
Well, if someone's
here,
scared
not even...
enough not to talk on the show, but to call in, that's all. Doesn't want to have bad dinner.
Maybe I should end
Whatever.
The show right now.
Maybe they just want to listen
what
to the show
because I'm getting
not
a headache.
Involved in circles.
Miles, relax.
Oh God.
All right.
Will you relax for a minute?
All right.
Let me explain something.
Yeah, I'm cool.
We are not. Right. I know that you know some of the people who come into the studio, but there's other people who are listening. And sometimes when people come
right.
in at 111, sometimes when a person could come on at 111, maybe a person
mm-hmm.
who doesn't want to reveal their phone number because a lot of reasons.
Right.
When you're on Blog Talk
right.
Radio, when your number appears, they don't know who the host is. And they don't want to expose themselves and have some crazy host call them at home or whatever.
Absolutely.
They want to come in as anonymous.
Yeah.
So we're not going. There's a lot of different reasons why people come 111. I have promoted
I know,
the show.
Brian, I've had my
the
blog
gentleman came
show.
In.
I've had
so they I've had yeah. people tell me that I listen to the show, but I have to listen to it with my headphones on because of the language. And there's other people go, I'm at work
right.
and I can't really talk, so I'm not going to use my work phone
right.
number to come into the studio. So there's a lot of reasons. So we're
right.
not going to start saying names out there when we don't
right.
know.
Because that could be a pastor who's just listening, like, what is this maniac talking about?
I don't know.
Solution, Bianchi. Or, yeah.
You're
right. You're
saying the names again. I don't
I was
know.
Just, I was, well, I don't like
so why are we
people.
Going
say,
to
if you are
say,
making,
oh, I just said
I'm
the
just
whole
saying,
thing, like,
I don't like Republicans. So if you're a Republican, go
what
ahead.
What do you
go,
do?
Go,
how
go
do we get to 111's a Republican? Stop. We don't
I
know
I don't like Republicans
because
they're Trump supporters. That's all I'll try to say. So if it is Mr. Bianchi or Mr. Solution or someone.
Why are you saying the names? I just said it four times.
Wow. Stop. Just stop. Jesus. You're ruining the show. Seriously.
Okay. Well,
concluded.
I'm going to hang up so I don't ruin any more. You guys have a great day. I love you guys. Take care.
So, again, that's a hard situation. That cop has faced for the rest of his life that he killed a child. He killed a 16-year-old. I don't know. It's a tough situation. I don't want to see any of us die. But I certainly don't want to see that other girl die either. It's unfortunate. I'm going to have to.
You said it was a tragedy earlier.
It is.
And you were
yes.
correct.
Right.
And I would like to say a few things. When
sure,
you're having
ahead,
discourse, not to you, but just when someone calls in, when there's discourse, in order to be valued, you need to value the other person's opinion, even if you don't agree with it. There's nothing wrong with disagreement. But how we handle it is matters. A child reacts and an adult responds. So think before you speak. Are you responding or are you reacting? This is very hard for me in my life. This weekend I'm going somewhere where it's difficult for me to go to, and there's a lot of hate speech, and I can't say a lot about it, but I really have to practice to not react, my facial expressions, my words, my body motions. We need to be more careful when we're talking about topics that matter so much to our culture. Okay, I'm concluded. I'm sorry to sound preachy, but I want everyone to feel valued. Thank you.
Well, you're right. That everybody, and you're absolutely right. And I feel value. I feel that the lady, the child, I'm going to call her who she is, the girl who called the police, did not call the police to shoot her. If she called the police, she was in fear of something. She lost her life. Did the cop react as he should be, or was this an execution? Was this another killing? That's the question that's ringing out here. But you got to remember, the cop saved another black girl's life. And I was trying to ask the caller, which I really do appreciate your opinion, and thank you, sir, for coming in. I really enjoyed the conversation. Why can't we look at it that you saved another black girl's life? Sometimes we got to make these decisions. It's like even a lot of personalities are retracting what they were saying when they first saw it. And if I was the other black young girl, I would be thinking, well, did anybody care about me? I could have died. He saved my life. I don't know how I would feel if I hesitated or tried to shoot her in the ass or if I missed, because we already pulled up the stats. Police officers don't shoot well. They don't shoot well under pressure. Bullets fly everywhere. But if I hesitated and knowing that that girl got stabbed in the neck or in the eye or whatever or punctured a wound, and I could have prevented that, and I know it's a what happened, what if, but these are one of the decisions, how would I feel then? You made a decision to shoot, unfortunately, but you did it to save another black girl's life. Give that a thought. Any thoughts on that, everybody? We're going to end the show right now. It was an intense show. Any lesson that can come out of this, and King did good, a good reminder. It's hard to be a parent, and I'm not blaming the parents. I don't know, and Melissa's right. I don't know the situation. But hug your kids. Talk to your kids. And, you know, adults, we're seeing this on the radio. Hearing this on the radio. We're seeing this on TV. It's on cable news. But we forget about the kids. They're seeing this, too. The kids are watching this, too. The kids who are 7, 8, 9, teenagers are watching this. They're scared. They're confused. They go on social media. They're angry. They see LeBron James tweet a picture of a cop and said, "You're next." While that kid who is 12 years old wearing a LeBron James jersey, does he have any responsibility? And for his cheesy-ass response by saying, and his excuse is, he didn't even say he was sorry. He says, "My emotions got the better of him." And then he says, anger does any of us any good, and that includes myself. Gathering all the facts and educating does, though. He said, "My anger still is here for what happened to that little girl. My sympathy for the family, and may justice prevail. I'm so damn tired of seeing black people getting killed by the police." I know what you saw, James, but what? But you also get. Are you tired of seeing another black on black crime and another? Can't you see that maybe that cop saved that other black girl? Why don't you put something there? And why don't you just add? And I'm so happy that the other black girl was not harmed in this situation. I mean, why can't we put something positive here? And if you want to know anything positive, I do know I'm preachy, and this is where everybody leaves. I understand. When people say things are not changing, I understand. We own this. We own this pain. We own this guilt. We own this anger. We own it. I'm going to go 400 years, 100 years, whatever. We see this all the time, and we're helpless because we can't protect our babies. And when a baby leaves your home, I know the fear. But is there a change? Yes. I said it to Ice-T on Twitter because Ice-T says, you know, if it was white, and then we can go, if it was white, well, yeah, you're right. But we can't live in the past anymore. Because what I saw, I said George Floyd had changed the world. And what I saw on this trial, I have never seen before. I have never seen other cops testifying against another cop. I haven't. And now when you see a Black Lives Matter march, my God, it's hard to find the black people because there's so many white people marching with them. If you're going to see the change, you got to see the positive because that moves us forward and gives us hope. But if we keep reliving what happened to us in the past, we'll never see the change because we're so full of this anger and we're so full of this and we're so full of payback. That is not positive. I saw cops testifying against other cops. Never happened before. I'm seeing now that when cops are under investigation, they're off the street. That was never before. I have seen cops getting fired now really quickly before they even come to the jury. Never seen that before. I'm seeing police release body cam tapes so fast anymore, like a TikTok video, than I ever seen before. I got to see that. Change starts. Sometimes you don't see what change is until it hits you in the face. But if you look at the little details, I pride myself to look at the details. And the details tells me people are woke. White folks are woke. And believe me, there's a lot of white people who are upset with this shit. And you can tell they're marching. There's a lot of white people. There's a lot of good cops who are upset with this shit that they had to keep quiet. There's a lot of good cops who are black and had to put up with this shit. And they came up and they testified against that murderous bastard who killed Floyd. It took a lot of guts. Why don't we praise them? Why do we still need to bring the shit that we have on our shoulders for over 400 years that blinds us so much that we cannot see certain people, humble people, making a difference in this world? I don't mean to be preachy, and I understand. And then the next time a white person, you're in there, and a black person will look at you cross-eyed, and they're saying this, don't argue. Just say this, I understand. Same thing with people who are in the military. You say, thank you for your service. And you may quit defending yourself, going, I ain't prejudiced, I ain't this, I'm not a Karen, I'm not this. Don't say that. Just say, I understand. Because maybe that's all we want you to know. And all we want you to do is to understand. Maybe that should be the word. So when next time white people, if you see somebody in your face or you're thinking they're upset and you're thinking, well, I ain't like this and this and this, don't argue. Because you don't know the years and the stories and their story. And you don't have to know. Just say, you know what? I understand. Maybe that's the beginning. And not be so defensive. Thank you for listening to me. I don't know if I make sense to any of you. You know, maybe I'm not the guy that should be on the radio talking about this shit. But when people have something to say, this is the place to come to. And I go to the magnificent Melissa, and I go to the angel Angela, and I go to King, the King of all kings, with their final comments before we leave. And I'll start with King with the 30 seconds of final comment. King, give it to me, buddy. You're live on the air.
Well, I can understand what you're saying, you know. I can understand what you're saying. You know, it's sad, you know. I did want to respond to what Melissa was saying about, you know, why we're upset with the parents. And I guess the reason why I'm upset is because, you know, these children, you know, whether they're brought into the world or adopted, you know, these children who are brought into the world, they're not asked to be brought in, you know what I mean? So, you know, when you bring a child into the world, it's your job to be their parent, you know. If you adopt a child, you're signing the terms, the conditions, everything that's on those papers. When you sign them, you're agreeing to being a parent, you know. And so I don't understand why we feel that when a child gets to a certain age that they can be, I guess they, you know, we feel that they can, you know, take care of themselves. I say that, you know, so with her being 15 years old, that doesn't mean she should have been left at home, you know, I mean, some of us parents, you know what I mean? We'll go around the corner and we'll say, hey, you know, we'll be right back. Stay here. But that's not always the right thing to do. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, as a parent, yeah, I'm going to say, you know, I'm upset because the parents should have been home, you know. Now, my opinion and everybody else's opinion is different because some people may not care. But as a parent, as a real parent, you know, the parent, if she was adopted or not, you know, whatever the case is, that parent should have been at home or guardian should have been there, you know. So I blame the parent for not being there, you know what I mean? Same way as if you leave a child in the car by accident, it's the parent's fault, you know what I mean? Whatever reason, you know what I mean? That parent should have been there, you know? And so that parent needs to be held accountable because why would you want to be called a parent anyway? You know what I mean? I thought a parent's supposed to be there for their child, take care of their child, all that stuff, you know what I mean? Now, if the girl was 18, then that's a different story. But this girl was not young. She was not grown. You know, she was under 18, meaning she was only 15, you know. But as far as her, you know, having that knife, you know,
thirsty.
I think it's just messed up, you know what I mean? You know, when that one kid had that rifle, the cops didn't even kill him, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's just crazy. That's why I said I wish she would have just stayed in the house. You know what I mean? But it's just sad, man. It's all crazy. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
I mean,
I agree, King. You know, you got to think. Every kid's different, right? And when my oldest daughter was 16, she had a driver's license and a part-time job and went to school, right?
Yeah.
So, every kid's different.
Yep, that's what I said.
You know,
I
mean, and she's a yeah. – but I know what you're saying as far as, you know, you're a good parent. Not every parent is wired that way. You know what I mean?
No.
And it's real sad.
It is.
Not everybody,
it's
sad. I mean,
it
I
is.
Even said to you, don't let your kids out of the house, you know. I mean, I'm
yep.
like one of
yeah.
those
– yeah.
You know, people like
I mean,
that, you know.
And the response that I'm giving you, these are the questions they're going to ask in. They're going to ask her before all this court stuff go down. They're going to ask the parent or parents, if she had two parents, you know. They're going to ask, you know, what were you doing? Where do you work? I mean, I'm telling you, they're going to ask all these questions. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They're going to ask.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to say this. This isn't – I don't think it's going to get justified. Because they're going to look at everything. They're going to go by the book. They're going to go by everything. And I guarantee it's not going to – and I hate it. You know what I mean?
But the parent needs to be, that parent should be responsible, unless she can show good proof that she was at work, that she has somebody over there. I'm telling you, like, this here, everybody is trying to blow it out of proportion, and I don't think they should. You know what I'm saying? You know, I don't think they should. What they should be trying to blow out of proportion is, how come when that one kid that was carrying that rifle started shooting all them people, how come he didn't get shot? You know what I'm saying? Like,
I know.
You know, it's different, and it's just sad. You know what I mean? But for this girl, I just wish she would have just stayed in the house, man. I mean, I'm serious. If she would have stayed in the house, I guarantee you she would still be alive right now. You know.
Well, you know,
but she did call the police. She made a good choice in that. You know.
Yes.
But you know, she called the police and then they killed her.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe she felt like when the police came that they were gonna, you know, look out. I don't know. You never know, right?
Hey, you know what? I'm gonna share something right quick, and I'm gonna let Brian talk. I'm gonna be honest.
Yeah.
Right now, since my kids do school on their iPads, you know, with the virtual learning, my son takes the after school activity class, and it's called Courts, and he learns about the law and stuff, you know. And
good.
I told him yesterday. I said, "You wanna know why this lady is going over all this stuff with you?" I said, "Because it's important for you to know." I said, because when you get older, this same stuff that she's sharing with you, you can apply it to your everyday life, and it can help you stay alive, you know. And the problem is these schools, they don't give those extra activities like they used to anymore, you know. They don't do it no more. And I guarantee you, if this young girl, if that school, if these schools was to give activities to where they can teach kids about, you know, the law, the right things to do, the wrong things not, you know, I guarantee you this girl will still be alive. I mean, but, yeah, go ahead, Brian.
I'm just saying we don't know the situation about what was inside this young girl's head. And I do know that she was in fear.
You
can get that.
Yeah.
Nobody carries a knife and runs out of house if they were not in fear. Nobody was going to call the cops, but if you're black, if you were not in fear of your life. And it's a tragedy. I'm going to give Angela, still in the studio, I'm going to thank you guys for giving your opinion. And
you're welcome.
And Angela, you have 30 seconds. And
sorry for swearing at Cole. I just got really frustrated with him.
You don't have to be sorry about nothing. you know, there's the thing, he has to realize that when we have a guest that actually calls in and gives us their time and their opinion, it's very valuable to the show. And I wanted to hear his opinion, and it was a good opinion, too. So he's going to have to learn some manners and let people talk and listen. And if he doesn't know it, he has to shut the fuck up. Don't be sorry about that at all, because you're being nice and you're trying to, you tried to reason with him so many times and he kept talking over you. Is that you wanted to have a good show and you wanted to hear the gentleman's opinion, which I thought was the right thing to do. So feel sorry about that. Angela, you have 30 seconds, kiddo, and I got to get out of here. In your view, you stayed for the whole show today. That's pretty damn good.
Yeah, because I'm feeling better.
Oh, I'm glad you're feeling better. You got 30 seconds. You're going to end the show,
these
Angela.
Were inflammatory topics. And I'm glad I got to hear other people's perspectives, because I'm a white person. I don't know what it's like. I'll never know what it's like. But I'm glad to see a systematic change, it seems, because the blue wall crumbled. And I'm very appreciative of that.
It has a big crack in it. You're, I don't know if it crumbled
yet. Once it starts to crumble, it all falls down. I'm interested in new trials and seeing if their approach is different now, because I think this works. So I'm very pleased to have been on your show today. I thank you, and I hope people don't talk over each other, that they learn to hold back, because that is a talent, to learn to hold back and not react but respond. And maybe at the end of your statement say concluded, or I'm done, you know, something like that. So that's what I had to say, and I thought it was a great show.
Thank
you, Angela. Call me after the show. I have a project that I'm working on.
Oh, you have a project? Okay.
Yeah, that I'm working on.
Well, I like to hear that project, and sure. I got some things I got to do today. In fact, I'm running late, but Angela, it was a pleasure for you to come
Five
on the show. Okay. It was a pleasure for you to come on. It was a pleasure to come on and have you on the show today. You moved it forward.
Thank you.
And you de-escalated some problems, and I really appreciate it. Thank you for coming on. I want to say, Laverne, we miss you. Got our love. She's with us. She's just listening. I want to thank everybody
smart.
For coming on the show and supporting the show. I still say this is the best show in the morning of any blog talk show you can ever have. It's not because of me, because of the people like King and Melissa and Laverne and Angela. And there's so much. Lisa, and I know Cole's saying, what about me? What about me? Cole, you got to learn how to pull back. You can't be so aggressive towards guests. But I even appreciate Cole's opinion, and that's what makes the show go. All right, guys, there will be another show tomorrow. And if you ever run into King Webb, pay him, man. Pay him for his time. You know what I'm saying? Pay him. Pay the man. And everything's going to be okay. Everything's going to be fine. And this is Brian Hammer Jackson. You've been listening to Hammer Radio Network. See you guys tomorrow, everybody. Thanks for coming in.
Things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things are gonna get brighter.